and they weep and they mourn over her, for no man buyeth their merchandise any more. Nobody. For the fear of her torment, weeping and wailing, personified this judgment of God is about to seize upon these events that's unfolding before your very eyes. Immorality, spiritual wickedness in high places, the raging waves of the sea foaming out their own shame on every side, weeping and wailing. Ladies and gentlemen, Babylon, both physically, spiritually, politically, religiously, weeping and wailing, unfolding before your very eyes, personified.
Oh God! Mercy, Lord! Mercy! Mercy, oh God!
You may be seated. Why does he yet find fault? I hope you people understand when I stand before you, at least this little house here, the momentous task that God has put upon me. I hope, maybe you folks will get an understanding of that, you to enter into this end time work with more seriousness than mine. Because you really don't, you know that, don't you? Every man seeking his own. And what am I supposed to do about that? The book tells me that. That's the only thing I had to go by. A story I told you some years ago, how a man challenged me on. Of course, I've been through challenges ever since I started. When I was only 18 years old, I was challenged. How can you preach to us like that? Huh? Who do you think you are? I was challenged. I don't know a day in my life that somehow there wasn't some kind of a challenge. And if I could have just faded away, I just can't. God's always maybe a burning fire. Whether you like the way the fire burns or not, it will either consume you or it will inform you. The Word of God is like fire, except in my bones. Now, again, I'm looking at your faces, and here's the way you're doing it. I show you something.
Yes,
Lord. That's how you people have locked yourself into that spirit of this age. That's how you do it. I'll show you again. Look right at me. I'm looking right at you now. Look right here. You like that look? Is that a look of understanding? Is that a look of, I got it? Or the sort of a baffling look, a confusing look. Huh? Well, look at me. How have you seen that look on my face, lady? Now, don't you say, well, he must be a little confused? He's not sure what he's doing? You see, that's the problem with you people. That's the problem with the whole wide world. See, they think they know God. They profess they know God. But then the God they profess to know doesn't turn out to be the God of the Bible. So we end up with this opinion, this idea, this. And again, I'm only trying to help you, whether you, or and help myself. For instance, I had a scripture come to me. Well, I don't know how in the world I'd survive at all if I didn't have the revelation truth. How in the world could a man have enough gumption in a world full of 7 billion minds, and most of them carnal? Very few are spiritually minded. How in the world could a man find any strength in humanity, or in flesh, or in human knowledge, or even in human experiences? Every experience I've had, you've had them too. You might have put a different tag to it. See, now, to explain that, I'll give you the story about the man who says, I don't lust after women. Well, he did. He did. But he lusted after men. Well, I didn't commit adultery, but you love the world. So you're an adulterer. Whosoever looks at a woman to lust, well, whosoever looks at the world for things of the world to lust, you commit adultery. You're fornicating. Well, how do you like all these minds? Now, here come the opinions now. Here they come. Here they come behind the scene now. See? That's why God told me a long time ago when I started out. See, I never anticipated that I would even be in this kind of position. See, you folks don't even want to grasp that. I can tell it to you over and over and over again. I came here about 30-some years ago after God had told me to get out of two cities that I was in. You did not come here like I did. No, you didn't. Well, things were prepared for you when you came. Things was laid out so it would be easier for you to do it. The first thing God said to me was back in those days, because I wasn't even on radio hardly. See, you can't even fathom that, can you? Ever learning, but never able. That stuns me. You mean with all this knowledge, I'm not able? I got more of a can than an able? Why is your countenance falling? Because you're not able. All Cain has to do was to accept what God told him. That's what God even said to him. He said, well, why is your conscience fall? Come on, Cain. I'm not rejecting you. I'm just rejecting your offering. Now just go and bring the right kind of an offering and you'll be accepted like anybody else. You know what he did? Killed his brother. Hello? Have we had any brothers killing brothers around here? Or in the church world? Hello? Hey? They killed the prophets. Any prophet been killed around here? Influence? Come on. Reputation? Oh, what's the matter, brothers? What's the matter, sisters? You're all damnable guilty of it. You know it. Every last one of you. You better thank God for his mercy and wipe you right out. I mean, just wipe you right out. And that's all God's even doing this for, to show his mercy. And you are vessels of mercy. Somebody got to tell you about it. Are you going to hear it? Now, I'm talking about the script.
Yes, Lord.
You know, I was sitting in the radio room last night reading the book, and I went home. And I said, Lord, people keep telling me you better get your nose back in the book. And I thought to myself, I don't know any incident that book has taught that I have not got it well versed inside of me. From the beginning of the book to the end, God has given me a revelation, and I minister by revelation. That means I even have revelation concerning you. Oh, not me. You don't know me, brother. Why the hell did you stop it? Why just give it up, folks? Trying to establish your own righteousness, your own holiness, your own status. Why just let God do it for you? Just give it up. Why just give it up, huh? Oh, look at that. It's if you're getting that long look in their damn faces. Boy, I watched the Spirit. I watched the Spirit. How it works right here amongst us so many times. And you people have watched it happen. You watch it happen, and you watch them sit. For instance, we got three people that are gone from this place. Three of them. Actually, the fourth one, but I don't care about that one. I was not sure about that from the very beginning, but. Who are you? Maybe I'm talking about you. Who are you? Maybe I'm talking about you.
Jesus.
If I talk long enough about an individual, the Spirit of God will say, that's you. He showed it. I'm watching you sit right there. And you watch God even do it. I didn't have to put any of these guys on, did I? I let my displeasure known, did I?
And I'd say, now come on, you keep on messing around again, you're going to be gone. Yeah? Well? 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 Four, actually. What, you can't name them? It hasn't been done clearly right in front of your eyesight? Is it I? And how many of you went along with that spirit that was on? What I would say to you over, you're consenting to it. You're sitting back, but you ain't saying nothing, but you're saying, yeah, he got a right to act that way about George Bush there. Yeah, he got a right. Now, I wonder how many have been left out on that one. You think your silence sometimes doesn't prove to me you're consenting. Yeah, you won't talk. You know, I even told that story one time right here when I had, back when I made that confession and everybody's all screwed up. I called everybody, had them all sitting right here. I guess there's not too many around at that time that were here at that time. We had a meeting right here. I was standing right here talking to the brothers. Anybody here was in that meeting? And Samuel was back there. Remember Samuel? Huh? How do you folks realize what I did with Samuel? Huh?
Oh, Jesus.
See, I can talk to you, but you won't remember. In the midst of all that, Samuel was furious at me.
Oh, Jesus.
He literally wanted to beat me up physically. Damn you, get the hell out. You're going to do it again? You're so willing to be ignorant. You keep on looking like a damn fool. Go ahead.
Oh, Jesus.
How many times do I say to you, boy, if I get through this, there'll be some on it. And time after time, with this kind of approach, God sustain me.
Yes.
And all you folks, you keep pulling away and bang, all of a sudden you're gone.
Yes.
Like damn fools, you're a foolish people.
Oh, God.
Oh, fools, so slow to believe.
Yes, Lord.
What's the rest of it?
Oh.
You don't mean all of it, do you?
Yes.
Not all. God don't mean all, does he?
Oh, God.
You know, I can believe some of it, but not all of it.
Oh.
Ain't that right? Ain't that right? Ain't that right, huh?
Oh,
yeah. Well, now, if God wanted me to believe all the prophets then, he should have sent me the prophet I could believe all, huh? So I can't even believe that, can I? Not only are you in doubting, but you're in defiance. I got a letter yesterday from, I had Eunice and I sent it back. Right, Eunice? Right, Eunice? Thank, ma'am. I know you're getting old, Eunice, and your eyesight's not as good, you're hearing me, but you still hear me all right, so, yes, sir.
Okay.
Yeah, I sent the man his money back. Now, how many times have I told you that?
Amen.
I sent people, I refuse money. Because
right.
If I take their offering, then they accept, believe I'm accepting them.
Right.
See, and I won't do that. I've been down that road when getting money was my main goal. I'd pray for the sick to get money. I'd preach to get money. I'd have revival me. Damn you people, I've been very honest with you folks. And yet I come in this place and I tell you, I haven't one time tried to get your money. In fact, you ought to be blessed that I even take your money. Come on, even take your money. If I didn't use it right, this place would be in shambles. Everybody, you're spending your own money. Ah, you know what to do, right? I'm really trying to get to the point where I want to show you how God is all these years. And I try to tell you people, I am not a more holier man today than I was when God first saved me. When he first saved me, took his blood, cleansed from all sin, that made me holy. However, I was still living in the flesh. And this old flesh, it just never could get to where it lived holy. And nobody here tried it any more than I did. I fasted for days and weeks and months sometimes.
Oh,
ah. Oh. I was having trouble with people. I was having trouble with me. I'd punish my flesh. Lay out in the sun. Look at the damn people again. Yeah, isn't it so how incapable you are? That's what the trouble is. We can't realize that Jesus actually hung on the cross. He actually was bruised and beaten. Our peanut brain mind can't grasp that tremendous sacrifice. That's, no, sir, we can't do it. Anybody? I listened to Demetrius Judiman last night. Oh, y'all listened to him, didn't you? Sure you did.
Amen.
So, you were? Well, he was on the radio broadcast. Yeah, I did it right after prayer. Then I took a little cut out and I put it back up there. Uh-huh. Really, brother? He's coming soon, maybe morning, night. He better not come at nighttime for most of us, though, because we're going to sleep. We didn't go to bed with our ear tuned to hear his cry. And he found him asleep in the most crucial hour. And he said, just like I'm doing with you, could you not watch with me 1 hour? Can't you watch with me through the night?
Hallelujah.
We're the night season.
Yes.
Look at them. Look at their faces. Amen. You're a bunch of disgusting people.
Jesus.
You stink.
Oh, yes.
You talk to God here like that, well, then you tell him that. You tell God, don't talk to these people like that.
Hallelujah.
Tell him, God, you damn fools. Tell God, you wise guys. Come back to God.
Milo. Oh, God.
My people are brutish, he said.
Yeah.
Tell him about that one.
Yeah.
Were you calling me stupid, God? Yeah, I'm calling you stupid.
Yeah.
Who do you think you are, calling me? I was thinking the other day about how these people are trying to come up with a new kind of God. And the scripture came to me and said, who art thou that replies against God? Well, why hast thou made me? Who the hell do you think you are?
Amen.
Well, what does mankind really think they are that they say, well, why hast thou made me thus?
Amen.
He does a thing for them, tell the one that pours it how to make it.
Amen.
Yes, sir, boy. We gonna tell thee. Look at them, look out of the corner of their eyes at me again. You know, we've had one man that God took, or actually two when you come right there, Brother Dave Morata,
yes,
and Brother Rick.
Yes.
Those two men believed in this prophet.
Yes, sir.
They believed in me, and Simon was the same one.
Absolutely.
You folk have seen these guys.
Yes.
And you won't even take the advice that they gave
you.
Hey, folk, I tell you what we'll do. I'll give you your excuse.
Yes.
May I have your excuse for this morning, but you may be excused.
Thank you.
You may be excused.
Amen.
You know, like the others got excused? They went off on their own?
Yeah.
Now they're excused? Boy, you ought to look at these faces, man. You ought to hear this vibe coming out of people's faces.
Oh,
I don't believe that.
Oh.
How many times you seen that even done?
Yeah.
People right to my face.
Oh, Jesus.
Huh? Yes, where are they? How dare any of you continue to play that game with God at this final hour?
Oh,
how dare you?
Oh,
you rebellious, stubborn.
Oh,
how dare you to look at this fight on your faces, to watch them. People are trying to avoid even talking to me or seeing me?
Oh,
huh?
Yeah.
What's the matter? You think you're going to stand in front of me when you won't stand in mine?
Right.
Well, who do you think you are? Well, who am I? There we are. There we are. Now solve that problem. Hello? Boy, they quiet now.
Yeah.
Well, let's go, boom, 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 boom. Now, I'm talking about the couple of the scriptures, see? Because I came walking across the way, the scripture about we through patience and comfort.
Yeah.
Okay.
Somebody got a point right like that, isn't it? See, even now, you brothers know that the last couple of weeks when I come in here, I come looking expecting you guys to have all you fellas that know the Bible so well that you could find that scripture point right away and back me up. But here I got to say, come on now. It is a scripture. It's in the book. That we through patience and comfort. I'm talking about how God comforts me with the scriptures. And I want you to hear it in the book. I didn't look it up. But I promise you, it is in the book.
It's in the book.
And when God quickened it to me, he opened up the scripture to me.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, very personally gave it to me as I was walking across the path. Well. How come all you guys who can remember everything you should remember won't remember some of the scriptures with me? Look at them. Everybody looking, trying to find it. Read it.
What
sure things were written
before time?
Before our time.
Were written for our learning.
Written for our learning.
That we
through what?
Patience and comfort of the scripture might have.
Now look me square in the face, every one of you. You've never heard me use that scripture. You damn fool. Good. Look at your face.
Hallelujah.
Things were written what?
For our learning.
So when I come out and say, you, anyway, you learned from Christ when you're acting like that. You found things in the Bible written that you're there somewhere. Somewhere in the scriptures you are identified. Somewhere. When God wrote about the rebellion, about the stubbornness, you can find yourself right there, can't you? And that was written for your learning. Upon what? That we through patience and comfort scriptures might have hope.
Boy.
Wow. The God of patience. Whew. That's a term that identifies long suffering. Boy, is he being patient with us today. Wow, you sit right there, heart of yourself, you put your hands up, just hallelujah, and then your heart is so far from it. That's how God comforts me with the scriptures. Now I'm going to get to a point, all right. All my life, when I would start to preach, I was always, I could never learn theology. I tried. I told you, I went to Herbert W. Armstrong's Ambassador College. I graduated with top honors. I was recognized by people a lot of time because they were, at that particular time, Armstrong was very influential across America. It was called the World Tomorrow. How do you like that? The World Tomorrow. Nobody here ever heard it, huh? Nobody ever heard about Herbert W. Armstrong, huh? Hey, snot nosing, get out! Why did you get? You want to sit there and be so bold? Get the hell out! What's the matter? Why do you keep hanging around here? What are you playing game with me for? Yeah, those faraway looks.
Oh, Jesus.
I guess you folks just love it, don't you?
Hallelujah.
My people love to have it so.
Oh, Jesus.
They just love it. You'd love it now.
Hallelujah.
Huh? Come on, God. They don't believe you're sitting up there talking to me right now. They don't believe that. Nah.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
I only have one answer for you, Lord. Your mercy.
Hallelujah.
Kill them all. No, don't do that because you promised.
Amen.
See how W's are against you right away. Where am I going to when I said that?
Verse 9.
I'm going back to Moses when he ran back up on top of the mountain because the people had made another God. You better hear me, for you've never heard me on that one either. There were many sins in Israel, but they were all taken care of with that blood on the doorpost.
Hallelujah.
Do you hear me?
Hallelujah.
God didn't bring them out there to die for their sins, because their sins have been covered.
Hallelujah.
They were a people covered by the blood.
Hallelujah.
Damn you, Paul, why won't you answer me? Why won't you answer me? Why won't you respond to that?
Hallelujah.
When they came out of Egypt, they were a redeemed people.
Hallelujah.
They were of restoration. So it wasn't their sins. Their sins have been covered by the blood. But when they turned away from that God who gave them the message of salvation and said, this is the God. This damn. How about you? You turn to your iniquity, your self will, your self determination. I'm the one of you. You fools. You fools. So slow, hard to believe. Look at them. Harden. No matter how I talk this house, they harden themselves more and more.
Yes, forgive us
now. I asked the Lord the other day, God, can I get away from this house? Can I just leave them alone? I'm so much trouble to them. Can I just leave them alone? He said, son, I told you. I said, I know you told me about this. Does it have to keep on going on like that? Why should I smite him again? Did you rebel? More? Why should I rebuke him anymore? You're going to keep on doing it. Why should I keep on calling? Just keep on it, rebel. I'm going to show him. I'm going to do it my way. To hell with him.
Yeah,
Right here. Why should I rebuke you anymore, Eric? You should rebel more and more. Go on, eat more. And why? Why should I miss it more time with you?
Hallelujah.
Why? Just rebel more and more. Sure you will. Sure you do. Sure you do.
Oh, God.
Well, I don't believe that's God. How many times have I said that to you? The fool says, no God. That ain't God talking to him like that or telling him to do that to me. No God. Huh? See, you don't like that either. Because you think it just means there is no God. No, it means that that's not God. The fool says, that ain't God. That ain't God doing that. That ain't God. That way that prophet, that ain't God. No, God. No. Wow, look at the big nose going out here. And right when I maybe rebuke somebody out there, but not you, huh? Now I'm wrong. Ain't that right? I'm talking about comfort scriptures now. See, God has to comfort me a whole lot. Because I don't get it from the people. I don't get it from a family. If God don't comfort me by the Holy Spirit, I don't get comfort at all. I don't get it by a good meal.
That's right.
I don't need any of those things anymore. I got them abundance. I don't need money. I really don't need money. No, I don't. And because I do it like that, you'll say, yeah, he got plenty of money. I have no money. Got very few friends.
Amen.
But I got one friend. And he was just closer than you, brother. He's my friend. Well, I'm his friend too. If you don't know how God has blessed me because I'm his friend. Oh, look at that. Oh, wait a minute.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm trying to tell you about comfort in scriptures. Here's another one. The Lord himself. What a pertinent, viable, needed comfort in this hour. The Lord himself, the Lord him, the one you love. Hey, the Lord even Jesus, the one who met you on the way. And Lord even Jesus, the one who met you on the way, and he blinded you, really didn't see him like he is.
Amen,
brother. And he's coming again.
Yeah.
My God, people.
Amen.
Do you know how few people on this earth believe that?
Hallelujah.
Do you know how few in this house believe that?
Hallelujah.
You think you keep acting like that if you believe that? No, oh, you rebellious one. Go pack. I mean it too, boy. I said it 3 or 4 times to somebody this week, and they think you've heard me do every person's ever left. You've heard me a long time before. I said, go ahead. God, you were going. An admonition. You're not going to keep on doing that.
Oh, God.
No, you're not. No, you're not.
Hallelujah. Oh, God. Jesus.
We don't have to receive you. Be my guest. That's what the whole world's saying. You don't have to receive Christ either. You don't have to receive the Holy Spirit either, do it.
Oh, God.
You don't have to receive each one. You're doubtful. Come on. Well, we don't have a very good spirit of receiving around here. We got a spirit of rejection more than receiving. Sounds almost alike, don't it? One is embracing, the other is pushing away. One's receiving, the other is rejecting, pushing away. I'm talking about scripture. Now, one of the things that helps me is I go back in the scriptures and I told the Lord last night, I said, everybody said, go read the Bible. I said, my God, I've read that Bible. You can't really tell me about a story in that Bible that I haven't related to. First of all, the whole Old Testament has to do with God dealing with his people. And he does it by prophets. They have Moses. Well, that doesn't include you. Sorry, friend. I'm one of the prophets. And if you want to get real technical, I'm the one prophet. I'm one of the prophets, but I'm the one that God sent to you, to this generation. Oh, boy. You sure don't look like a prophet of me. I have a profile of a prophet. He comes with a little, nice long robe and puts a little old mini cap on his head.
Yeah, amen.
Yeah, the money I sent back was that smart eyed fellow who said he was a Jewish Christian, and I challenged him on that.
Amen.
There are no Jewish Christians.
Amen.
There are no black Christians.
Amen.
There are no Italian Christians.
Amen.
Those are all descriptions of flesh.
Amen.
And God doesn't save the flesh in any category.
Amen.
He doesn't preserve the flesh.
Never.
Amen. Oh, I don't, not somebody, wait a minute, brother. I said, forget your body. Yeah, but that body, you're going to get, won't be the fleshly one. It will be what this corruption is going to put on incorruption. The smoke is going to put on immortality. That's the body going to save. Hallelujah. That body, you know, is an eternal body. You can't see the body of Christ. Flesh and blood does not reveal that. That's what did Jesus say to Peter? Ah, damn it, they're going to steal. When you showed me that, I got so excited about that. Jesus looked at Peter and said, Peter, flesh and blood. Well, who was that standing in front of him? Hey, not hands. Hey. What was he referring to?
His own body.
He referred to his man, here I am in flesh and blood. He said, no, I couldn't even reveal that to you. With all the, you know, you see me, you see the Father, but Peter didn't see the Father until the Father saw Peter. Come on, people. Ah, oh, come on. Why do you think somebody jumped up running around? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's all right, Gino. You can take a rest today. Some of you folks think when I'm talking about praying the Lord, you think I'm always talking about physical matters. I'm talking about rejoicing in the Spirit. I'm talking about your spirit coming alive and your old flesh will die. You ever really run the Holy Ghost, there won't be too much flesh. Except men get born again. You can talk about the spiritual kingdom. They have no conception of it. None at all. See, when I talk about revelation, all your human knowledge does not coincide with it.
Hallelujah.
You read in the Greek, break it out in the Hebrew.
Sure. Amen.
Look at it. You would think by this time this house would grasp that. But every time I talk like that, the other night there's a bigger discussion going on about the name Jesus. And I watched that. I said, boy, you guys are so stupid. Yeah. This one guy named Jesus boy, he said, will you show me in the Bible where it told you to say Yahshua?
Hallelujah.
And a fellow came back and says, well, it's just a Greek rendition of the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
Or Jesus is a Greek rendition.
Right.
He said, well, show me that in the Bible.
Yeah.
You can't tell this damn generation that there was no English language back when the Bible was being written.
Yeah.
You mean God has something in the end time to magnify his word with the English language? That he got the most important message you're preaching from, and I can't hardly talk anything but English?
Amen.
He can't do very well with that.
Yeah.
If I didn't have some spiritual understanding with me, my words wouldn't do anything.
Oh,
I mumble, I spitter, I sputter.
Yep.
That's why some of you folks don't understand, because you don't understand. Let them hear what the Spirit say. Now look at your faces again. See, it makes no difference what subject you bring up. Speaking in tongues, being filled with the Holy Ghost, Yahshua, sacred name, holy name, whatever. I wish I could tell you how many different pronunciations they have for Jesus. Oh, every nation has its own pronunciation of Jesus. Jesus is the English terminology for Jesus, Yeshua, Joshua. The spiritual meaning of Joshua is Jesus. Messiah, Savior. You mean even this house, still like, look at, can you hear it? Can you hear it? They're very simple. Easy name to pronounce.
Jesus. Glory to God.
You don't hear nobody anywhere in the world when they cuss say Yahshua damn it.
No.
And they even identify the God.
Yeah.
When they say God damn it.
Right.
Huh? Because there's only one God you want to damn, that's the only God there is.
Yeah.
Because there's only one God, so when you say God damn it, you say what the only one God there is.
Amen.
And you want to get the Muslims mad, damn their God.
Yeah, amen,
because their God's not the God that can be damned.
Amen.
I don't damn the Muslim God.
No,
he ain't no God at all.
Amen.
Why don't I want to damn the Muslim? He ain't no God at all.
No God.
I'm not going to give him any glorification.
Oh,
hallelujah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
You through patience and comfort of scriptures might as well. Now, does anybody know what I'm trying to do? I'm trying to show you how I identify myself in the scriptures. Every prophet, you find a little bit of that prophet in me. Every one of them. How about Jonah?
Hallelujah.
See Jonah running high?
Oh, yeah.
Hmm?
Yeah.
How about Moses?
Amen.
How about Jeremiah?
Yes.
How about Jeremiah? I ain't going to talk to the people no more, God. You just saved me.
Yeah.
Boy, has that been used against me.
Yeah.
Yeah, people say, I've been deceived doing all of this.
Yeah, amen.
Yeah, that's right. God deceived me. He burned this in my spirit.
Amen.
Till I forsook everything and pursued this life.
Amen.
Believing it was the will of God. Let you folk come here.
Amen.
Huh? I even let some of you deceive me. And you got here. Now I got to deal with that deceit, don't I?
Amen.
You never believe what I told you. How God simply said to me, don't you let anybody else. Look how quiet they're getting out. They all forgot it. They all forgot my story.
Hallelujah.
God had said to me, I'm going to send you young men. So I started looking for young men. And all of a sudden I had a bunch of them, and I lost them. Seemed like I lost them. Boy, I went out to say, my God, I lost all those young men. Oh, God. Then he said to me, no, you didn't. He said, I told you they'd be full of rebellion. I didn't lose them, they rebelled.
Hallelujah. Oh, God.
I said, they rebel.
Yes, sir.
Like you, young man. Full of rebellion. They rebel. 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 When I started to deal with your rebellion, then I got in trouble too, didn't I? Huh? You're a bunch of fools, people, that you think you can treat me the way you do, and that I don't know what you're doing. I understand it real quick. And just sometimes I just turn away and I go like that. And it doesn't even move some of you people. You don't care. All you can care about is you don't care a damn thing about your soul. All you're concerned about is your physical status.
Oh, God.
Lord bless me, my wife, my son John, his wife, us four, and no more. See him rebelling again? See him doing it? See, if you were in the spirit, you see it. And if you was in the spirit, you'd overcome that.
Right.
You would give into that.
No.
No, you wouldn't.
Amen.
I spent all this time trying to show you how the scriptures, the Old Testament ones, one of the first things. Oh, there are no more Old Testament prophets. That's right. There are none. Because we're not in the Old Testament time. But there are prophets. There are prophets.
Amen. Absolutely.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
And there's many false prophets.
Yeah.
Many, there are many false prophets, as there shall be many false teachers. I heard a man preach the other day, a very articulate young man, and he talked about the colors of the four horses. I just said, boy, that's good, son. But he wasn't a preacher. He was a teacher. When these guys teach, they don't put no urgency on it. Well, this is what's going to happen. This is what's going to happen. Now you do this, you do that. And they're going to teach you how to survive.
Yeah.
And they teach.
Amen.
And people love them, boy. They, yeah, they do.
Yeah.
Them guys are making money left and right.
Sure.
Yeah, they are.
Amen.
And anytime I approach any of them, they just ignore me. You know, like most of you. I stand amazed at that, how people can ignore this prophet. Anybody that's concerned about the coming of Christ, well, I went up on the internet and I saw this about you. No kidding. Isn't that beautiful? And then you damn fool don't know what the Bible said. Blessed is a man when they speak evil of you and say all, 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 If anybody here spoke evil concerning this man right here, evil, some kind of a suggestion to turn people away, away from God, when God has gone to such great length to have him stand right out of here, and folks just ignore it and just ignore it and just ignore it, shine right in their face, and they knock it down and push it up. Oh, nobody here does that, do they? The Apostle Paul, wasn't he so absurd? See, you foolish Galatians. See me using scriptures again?
Yeah.
Hey, you foolish overcomers.
Yeah.
Who hath bewitched you that you should not obey the truth? Before whom the manifestation of the end time message through the prophet of God is clearly set before you. Clearly. This thing's not been done in a corner. You know well that my holiness is not of myself. But I am holy. I remember old Ron Cottrell standing out there. You're not a holy prophet. I've seen a lot of folk do that to me. You're not holy. Huh? Well, I can say the same thing about you.
You sure could.
You're not holy. But the Bible says we are a holy nation.
Holy brethren.
Come on now. And that holiness is not of yourself. You haven't done one thing. Not by any. Not by any. By God, get the word any. Any. Don't make me feel bad. Why? Just give God the glory. Hallelujah. Why would it feel bad? He which called you is holy. So you be called to holiness. Isn't that something? Well, why don't you be recognized that we're living in the generation where knowledge has increased. We know so much how to be holy. Put on certain kind of clothes. Put your hair right. See, I've been through that holiness bunch. And every day when I was Brother Pringle, discussion came up, but how long should a woman's sleeves? Because years ago, women were told to wear long sleeves, long skirts. No flesh was supposed to be shown. I remember when they came up with nylons, which were flesh colored. So the sister said, okay, I'll put these stockings on, but they were still showing the color. And the priest said, you Jezebel! Oh, don't look at me like that. What do you think you're going to wake up and stop playing game with me? Amen. You believe I'm the man of God, then why do you always look at me like I'm not telling the truth? Why do you act like I don't know about you? Stranger than that, swallow a camel. Stumble over the smallest thing and climb on a rock of rebellion. You fool, you save yourself from this untoward generation. There's nothing about it. No religion, no theology, nothing about this generation that's going to save your soul. Nothing. No thought, no education, nothing. Give it up. I wonder if we'll ever get to the point. I surrender all.
Hallelujah.
You do so nice when you sing them songs. But I've told you all along, get the rhetoric out of it.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
You still don't know what I mean when I say get the rhetoric out of it?
Yeah.
Getting covered with how nice you sing it.
Yeah,
right. Amen.
Isn't that beautiful?
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory.
But in your heart, you're still only strength. Now, I got something I want to talk about if I can, but I always get sidetracked. It's the way on the radio. That's why I labor so much. I get a point, I start to talk, and I say, they're not getting it, God. I just tell by my reaction coming back on the telephone. See, like that guy there. See, first the other day, he had his wife call me, and he called me. Boy, they just chewing me out, because I told them there are no Jewish Christians. Now, when he first wrote me, he was kind of complimenting me. He was saying, look at me, I'm a rabbi, a Jewish rabbi, a Messianic rabbi, and I appreciate it. And he thought that was going to... That didn't impress me at all. And so I systematically, you heard me? Oh, no, you didn't. when I read it on the air, I said, now this fellow said he's a Jewish, a Messianic Christian. I said, there are no such things. These Messianic Christians out here, what are they? Huh? What do they think they're different than anybody else? They're sinners saved by Jesus Christ. They're not saved because they're Jewish or Gentile or embrace the Quran or whatever or the Torah.
Yeah, amen.
I dealt with them. I had them on my program. Who's that famous one that was on it for a while? Monty Judah. Boy, was he taking the world by storm. He was taking it. Taken by storm.
Yes.
How about this other guy, this Jewish rabbi runs around with a big beard on?
Yeah,
trying to think of his name.
Jonathan Kahn.
No, not Jonathan Kahn. Long before that.
Michael Rood.
I like that name, Rood. R-O-O-D, Rood. Michael Rood. I even contacted him. They liked me at first, but I wouldn't go along with their Judaism. Jesus did not save you as a Jew.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Amen.
He brought to end Judaism.
Hallelujah.
Boy, what a statement he said, huh? Referring to the fig tree.
Yes,
the fig tree that budded, which referred to Israel becoming a nation, budding, budding, but no fruit. No fruit. No fruit. This Israel over here will not produce one Christian.
No.
Not one.
Yeah,
no man will eat fruit of thee hereafter forever. It's done with. He cursed it. There's no life in Judaism. There's no life in positivism. There's no life in Romanism. There's no life in paganism. There's no life in communism. There's only life in Jesus the Christ. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Even to meet the Deuteronomy. When they finally start to use them, they start to use them. When I contacted them, tried to get them to come here, they wouldn't let them come, his handlers.
Amen.
Oh, I didn't know. Yeah, I did it. Came right over to Assembly of God Church nearby here. I said, look, you're getting that close? Come over here, I'll put you on the air.
Amen.
You can talk to the world.
Amen.
But he was limited,
right.
And he had handlers.
Yeah, yep. Amen.
In fact, his son, who took over.
Yeah,
they said, you stop using my father's material on the radio.
Amen.
Hell with you, boy. That wasn't your father's material.
Amen.
That was my father's material. That ain't Durbin's material. I don't believe that was Durbin's words. I mean, it's the word of God. America will burn. America will burn. America will burn. America will burn. It's sounding about. Does anybody ever realize why I picked it out and used it last night?
Amen.
Anybody at all?
Yes. Absolutely. Kept repeating.
No, but because we watch Sodom and Gomorrah, we are more a Sodom and Gomorrah now than it was when he was here.
Yeah.
Come on, people. Sodomy everywhere. Homosexuality everywhere. Come on. America will burn.
Amen.
Thank you,
Father. Let
it be so, God.
Aye, aye, aye.
Hallelujah.
I've given them eyes and they see not. I've given them ears and they hear not. Nobody likes when I preach that the way it's preached. This is Almighty God saying, talking. He says, I'm the one that give. Well, does the prophets say of you?
Amen.
Talking right to them, just like I'm talking to you.
Hallelujah.
And they're hearing them.
Yes,
look how quiet they get. Jesus talking right to him. His disciples asked him a question. Why are you speaking to them in parables? How come you keep talking a mysterious language, Brother Stan? How come you keep using words that's hard for us to understand?
Hallelujah.
And Jesus said it right out. The man called me today. He said, I believe I'm not a prophet, I'm a messenger. He said, I'd like to come down and help you get your message out. I said, look, just stay where you are and get the message out.
Well,
you want to help me, you need to come here. See, anytime somebody starts doing that to me, I'm going to cut them off. I've had too many men say, God sent me, and God sent me, and now and I'm not going to buy that no more. When you come to me, I'm going to get a witness from God that God sent you.
Right,
and if I don't get that witness, you go to hell. I'll receive nothing from you. Nothing. How do you like that one? How do you like that one? God prepared me for you, you know. I got some scriptures here, okay? Through patience and comfort. All this morning I've been trying to show you how I relate to the prophets and how I relate to the apostles, the men of authority. Because that's what the prophets were, and that's what the apostles were. They were men of authority. God authorized them to rule, to instruct. Why are you people resisting that? Please tell me why. What do you hope to gain by it? Why do you keep resisting me? Why? What do you hope to gain by it? You know, if you ever do get in trouble, you're going to need me. You're going to need God. You just stop resisting me. I don't want to stand up for you. Stand with you. Live for you and live thou with you. Yes, I will. Yeah, I am. Why are you keep resisting me? You do always resist. Scripture. Dear prophet. Wonderful brother. Man of God. Pastor. Preacher. The voice chosen for this hour. Now you all know where that's coming from. A bunch of women down there who lost their family, lost their husbands, lost their homes, but found their way in Christ because they heard a voice. And you can mark it down. They got their satellite tuned on. And they've gathered around and waiting for this hour. And they hear me talk to you over and over again. And they try to make you understand what's wrong with you people. Look at that spirit. It's just automatically, you just noncommittal, arrogant, proud, haughty, heady, high-minded.
Hallelujah.
They have Moses and the prophets. They don't believe them.
Amen.
You don't believe me? A God sent, I'm a self-proclaimed prophet, huh? You're a fool. Oh, foolish generation. We stand amazed at the amount of strength and power we see spiritually in you, prophet. From New Zealand? Something wrong here. How you like it? That's why you look at me. You like it? You know, when the light turns on, it shows in your eyes. You get enlightened. But when I see the light turned on and I see darkness come out of your eyes, we stand amazed at the amount of strength. I thought about that this morning before I got this, because you see, I couldn't hardly get out of bed this morning. I really couldn't. See, death is working in me. God's getting me ready to die. And boy, oh boy, the sooner the better, as far as I'm concerned. Where am I supposed to live? If I don't live for God, what do I got? My family? My wife? My children? You? Me?
Hallelujah.
Flesh never satisfied.
No, amen. Appetite of man can never be satisfied.
Ain't worth living for it.
No.
It's only a temporary pleasure.
Hallelujah.
And it's gone.
Amen.
Thank God for even that, but you know, aren't you glad you got have a lot of pleasure eating down there? Isn't that nice?
Yeah.
I tried to tell you a long time ago, I don't eat anymore for taste or things. I eat for health.
Right.
I watched you folk yesterday with that cake. Lord have mercy. And I'm gonna tell you, sisters, on your dessert business, you ain't never gonna make enough. So we always present a problem when you make a dessert. No matter how much is up there for everybody to get one piece, you're going to leave a little left over, and then we're going to have a knockdown drag out of who's going to get it.
Right.
Every single time.
Yep.
I watch some of your sisters grab your little old cup, get them, make sure I'm going to get me some for later on. I'm wrong, huh?
Nope.
I'm wrong, huh?
You walked out the door
and waited. Huh? Huh? Even though you already had a piece. Hello? Hello? Woo!
Come short of that.
I thought I'd look at that case and say, I don't think you make enough.
No,
you're
not.
You see, when that happens like that, brother, sister, I'll tell you what God's doing. He's giving you a chance to deny yourself. Don't have a right. You go up there as long as you're... Yeah, you have a right, but it might be best if you deny yourself. But we don't do that around here. No, we don't. Uh-uh. No, sir. See how quiet they get? Huh? You've been told over and over again, this is a life of discipline. Under discipline, something you can have and something you can have and you don't have. Because you deny yourself.
Yeah, we have that.
Boy, is it quiet again. I need a good old music band around here.
Oh, Jesus.
We stand amazed at the amount of strength and power we see spiritual in you, Prophet. Lately, boy, these last couple of broadcasts were just me preaching all the time.
Yeah.
Wasn't it boring? I have to always struggle. All right, just like this morning, there's some things I can talk about, but
yeah.
we don't pay any mind to it.
Remember,
in 1 hour,
yeah.
Amen.
We are approaching that hour.
Amen.
You still won't go on, will you? I see things that not even Paul saw.
Mm-hmm.
Not even things that God reserved for this last hour.
Jesus.
Uh-huh.
That's why I tell you not to have babies. That's why I tell you not to get married. That's why I tell you to be content with what you already have. You're not going to find anything better anyplace else. Your baby ain't going to be older than anybody else's. They're going to raise hell with you. Your kids are going to give you problems. Yes, they are. Yes, they are. Yes, they are. Your family's going to be a hindrance to you. Yes, they are. Your family. Yours. Yours. Yours.
Yes.
Amen. Oh, Jesus. Thank you.
All your broadcasts have demonstrated profoundly the mighty... Hey, sisters, you're in trouble with this one. Because this house ain't going to go along with you on these words. The mighty power of God to override the fleshly weakness. You know, the fleshly weakness we are all subject to. And this is coming only a few short days after you preached every day in the tabernacle during the feast season we have just had. Wow. We know that you are carrying a lot, both in your spirit, in your flesh. And we see how the enemy continues to prevail against you. And he does. But he will never overcome. Hallelujah. Now they give me some scriptures. Beautiful. But I would you should understand, brethren, that the things which happened unto me have fallen out rather onto the furtherance of the gospel. Yeah, that's even the sin of adultery. Even being put in the prison house. Even being falsely accused. Even being guilty of some of the things. But they have fallen out. So the furtherance of the gospel, Jesus Christ is coming. I haven't stopped it. I haven't pulled away from it. No way. They took away my money and I kept preaching the gospel. Ah, damn you people, you're hard-headed. You really are, you self-righteous, egotistical, spiritual people that don't even know the working of God. I tried to tell you that before, didn't I? But you wouldn't buy it from me. That my uprisings and my downfalling were in God's will. Purpose by God. Intended by God. To bring me down, then bring me up. Cast me out or draw me in. And here you are. You folk have watched that mighty working of Almighty God. And there you sit there like a bunch of knotheads. And I've often said to you that anything that happens to me will come down in your status. Look what's happened to you. Look how your family's flipped out. Look how you're... Come on. But this happened for the front of the gospel that you hope with great Jesus Christ. Because if Christ don't come, folks, we've lost them. We've lost be saved for Christ to come. That's the only hope. You understand that? If Christ does not come, then your faith for your children, faith for your family, no faith at all. Not at all. Not at all. None. Come, Lord Jesus. Come. Come, Lord Jesus.
Come, Lord Jesus.
And the Spirit and the bride that's making herself ready, say, come. Come, Lord Jesus.
Come soon, Lord.
I tried to tell you that, but you mock me every time I do. The Bible says, if any two of you on earth can agree concerning any one thing, there's only one thing I would agree with you on. We on earth, the church, the bride, that's who we are. We're the bride, we're the church, we're the redeemed. And the Spirit of God's here. And the Spirit and the bride are agreeing on one thing. Come quickly, Lord Jesus. Come quickly. You know what? You can come in this prayer room and spend 30 minutes saying, come quickly, Lord Jesus, and be repetitious, and it won't be in vain. Don't pray with vain repetition. Huh? Will you pray, come quickly, Lord Jesus? That's not in vain. That won't be a prayer in vain. Hallelujah. Any other prayer could be vanity, vanity, vanity. Lord, save my child. Lord, save my... No, no, no. That's not going to be all in vain. Will you pray, Lord?
Come quickly, Lord Jesus.
Oh, will somebody come on here and pray on this? Oh, God, our witness house is doing. Oh, come on, come on, come on. That's what Peter did when he got out of the boat. Started to sing, he said, come quickly, Lord Jesus. They did. They did. Come and save me, he said. They don't advance me. That's what Peter did. Spirit of fear got on him, Spirit of God. He called out for God. The Spirit and Peter cried, come, come, Lord Jesus. Come, come and save me. Save me, Lord. Let's not perish. But I would, you should understand, brethren, or believe this, that the things, you see, I just got finished going through it again. And you, how many of you folks believe that God even used my sin?
That's right.
That would push me to preach the gospel of Christ.
Amen.
Coming even more.
Amen.
The thing was happening. Look at him. Well, I can't believe you people are so... Look at that damn look on your faces. How come you don't understand the word of God?
Amen.
The mysterious work of God.
Oh, yeah.
The invisible working of Almighty God.
Amen.
Which he's working in you. He's working in me. Just look at all the things that happen to you. Does it make you long for Christ to come? How ineffective you are.
Amen.
Being changed. Don't you long for the change? Don't you long for the change? Oh, come on. My people love to have it so. You don't know what I'm going to. But I would you should understand, brother, that the thing which happened unto me have fallen out, rather, unto the fathers of the gospel. So that my bonds in Christ. And God turned the captivity of Job. He was bound, wasn't he?
Amen.
He was bound by the love of God. He was bound to love God because God loved him. We're bound to love God. We love God because don't take that on yourself. Don't take that on yourself. No, don't. I love him. God said, that ain't love. That ain't love, he said. No, he said, the love is that he loves you. That's love now. That, you're kicking at me again.
Amen. Thank you, God.
He actually said that. If a man say he loves God, he said, that is not love. God said that. That's what he said.
Amen.
That's not love. Herein is love. Not that you love God. That ain't love. Oh, don't you understand the reading? Herein. Here's how you find what love is. Not that you love God, but that God loves you. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, my God. Man, oh, man.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord.
The other night I saw a picture of a little girl having a birthday party. And her father spent five times in Afghanistan. Can you imagine sending a father five times away from his little family? Our damn country. So he asked to let him come home to surprise his little girl. And he put a great big old box up there about that big. And she walked in and said, that's your surprise box. She said, "Woo, that must be a big toy." Little girl. Little girl. And she opened it up. So they tried to open it up. She couldn't get it. And she said, "Well, here, right here. Just grab this here little door." And she opened the door and out popped her daddy.
Yeah.
Amen. At first, she didn't know what was going on.
Exactly.
Finally, her daddy said, "Honey, it's me." "Oh." She said, "You know what, Daddy? I sure miss you."
Amen.
Hey, you know what, God?
Yeah.
I missed your prayer last night. I missed your prayer last night. And you popped out, but I was too busy loving myself.
Amen. Amen.
Lovers of their own selves. When I came out of the prison house, I told you God was leading me captivity.
Captive.
I've been captive ever since. I'm in captivity. I'm in bonds.
Jesus.
And the thing that's happened on to me because of them bonds, he put them on me. He bound me. You think I could preach about your sins being forgiven if I hadn't experienced a traumatic problem with sin? You think you know sin?
Hallelujah.
You think you know what sin does?
Hallelujah.
Well, if you don't, ask me. And then you ought to say, thank God for a man who can go right through the power of sin and evil and struggling and hold fast to the promise of God in the midst of all opposition.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, they go again. Well, he's glorifying sin. No. I'm just telling the sinners are going to be glorified. When he comes to be glorified, we're right back at the coming again, aren't we? Right back at the coming! Hallelujah! Oh, my Lord is coming back to earth again! Yes, my Lord is coming back to earth again! Satan will be bound, will have no tender then!
My Lord comes back to earth again!
Maybe I get around this wall of Jericho the seventh time so I can get these folks to shout. That must have been something, huh? Hey, Joshua, yeah, what are you going to do about Jericho? Where's that? I just talked to the Lord. He told me as he was with Moses, he's with me. Yeah? So what did he tell you? Well, he told me how he told Moses to bring you. I told you how to handle Jericho. Well, he had, what, six million people sitting up here? 600,000 men. Wow, you got to get them all marching together. I was watching Korea this morning. You know, we have been so hoodwinked about the condition of the world.
Absolutely.
You ought to see the wealth in a country like Korea.
Yeah.
You ought to see the wealth. They even have the atom bomb.
Yeah, amen.
Who in the world gave it to them? I mean, who made China so strong? Huh? The power brokers.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Who gave them the money to here we are here fighting Iran about building a nuclear bomb and Korea got one?
Yeah, amen.
North Korea, South Korea got one?
Yeah,
who gave them the money?
Amen.
Huh? The God of this world.
Yeah.
Who gave you the money to buy your new car?
There you go.
Right.
To buy your house.
Amen.
Huh? Now, I'm sure they're not giving you that money to get to the ministry, brother. How you doing with it?
Jesus.
Huh? Don't have to hold back too much, do you? None at all, really. Don't need any more babies. We got a little smile on them. Lord, stop the rain so these folks can get out of here. They're going to use the rain for an excuse for staying around. I don't want to be around when the Holy Ghost rain comes because if they react like that when he rains down there.
Lord
Jesus. Yeah, I'm using scripture, okay? Look at here. The things that happened unto me have fallen out rather unto the furtherance of the gospel, so that my bonds in Christ are manifest in all the palace and all the elite places. And in all other places, I am reading scripture, folk.
Amen.
I am reading scripture.
Amen.
You don't recognize it?
Oh, Jesus.
Not only am I reading it, I'm living it.
Hallelujah.
I'm a living epistle. The things that happened unto me, you all know what happened. Somebody said to me, these folks don't know what happened. Come on, you all know what I've done. You all know where I failed. You all know I... But do you know what I really done?
Yes, thank you, Jesus.
I haven't turned to my sin for consolation
No.
or for my humanity. I turned to my Savior. I trusted him.
Amen.
And you want to take that away from me? Go to hell.
Amen.
Go to hell.
Amen.
You're unbelief.
Amen.
Yeah, I get very upset when people won't trust me.
Yeah.
Very upset.
Amen.
When they turn away from me, don't want to talk to me.
Mm-hmm.
I get very upset.
Amen.
I do. And you provoke me when you do it, but you don't care. You don't care if you provoke them anyway, huh?
Amen.
You're not the only one I'm dealing with here.
No, amen.
I deal with everybody else.
Yeah.
And dealing with all of you, I have to be concerned about my own self.
Hallelujah.
Come on, people.
Yeah.
Don't you know when I start talking to you, I got to be careful about my own self?
Yes, sir.
Absolutely.
If I'm going to show real concern for yours?
Yeah, amen.
Did I show concern for you the other day?
Yes.
Huh?
Absolutely.
And what did I say to him? See?
Amen.
And I even told you, I don't want to push this guy too far. He's like a little time bomb.
Amen.
I hope he can subdue them all together.
Amen.
Because I don't see him blow up anymore.
Yeah,
amen. Because every time he blows up, he hurts me and him both.
Amen.
Hurt the color. We don't need to do that.
No, amen, brother.
No, we don't.
We don't need to do that. Amen.
But I did say something too. See,
yes.
I keep looking over there at breakfast time. He's not there. Now, sometimes he had a good reason.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
but I even check on that.
Right.
Where you been? Oh, I went to get some wood.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Fine. He got some wood down here for us now, too.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yes,
okay, fine. We don't need any wood. Well, everything God gives to us, he must want us to have.
Right.
So the first thing we ought to do is make sure God's giving it to us.
Yes, sir.
Yeah,
that's it.
Oh, God.
If we know God's giving it to us,
yeah.
Then we go, then anything God gives, we want to receive.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
That's the spirit of Christ.
Yeah.
To learn how to receive the blessings of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
God gave you a prophet.
Yeah.
You need to learn how to receive them. Uh-oh. See, can you see the reaction to that? That very simple thing. Well, we'll receive them, but we'll receive them when. We'll receive them how. You receive nothing from God except by faith. You can trust faith when you can't trust nothing else. So have faith in God. He'll curse the fig tree if he has to.
Amen.
He'll strip it of its fruit.
Yes,
Lord.
Amen. Yeah. You know, folks, how close you folk are to eternity. Somebody's going to shut the, have the door shut, sitting right. We've had it done right here in this tabernacle. Watch God just shut the door right on.
Yes, sir.
And you sit there like, that won't happen to me, huh? Now, listen to this. And in all other places, and many of the brethren in the Lord, waxing confident by my bonds, are much more bold to speak the word without fear. I'm saved. I'm not afraid of dying for my sins. I'm fearful that my flesh is going to fail. Let it fail. Who cares? Huh? They don't understand me. They don't. Boy, oh boy, why can't I get these intellectual or spiritual guys to agree with this? We're not going to agree with that. Then get the hell out of here. We got to have agreement on these grounds. In everything. And your opinion don't matter. Did I say that clear enough? Can we get agreement on that? Iniquity's strong, ain't it? Very strong. Waxing confident by my bonds are much more bold to speak the word without fear. Some indeed preach Christ, even of envy and strife. My God. Some also of goodwill, good intentions. To one preach Christ of contention. Wow. How can you preach Christ of contention? Well, his name is not Jesus, it's Yahshua or Yesos. Oh, he don't have to speak with tongues or... Oh, we can belong to a church or believe that they want to believe while we're all saying we're Christians. I don't work around here, does it? You don't fool me, brothers. Your iniquity, you might have Christ in you, but that iniquity, it overrides your Christ every time. Every time. Every time. The one preach Christ in contention? Not sincerely, though. Supposing, listen to this, to add affliction to my bonds. But the other of love. Knowing that I am set, established. Won't be rooted up. Won't be torn down. Won't be destroyed. I am set. I am set. For the offense of the gospel. And I'm not preaching the gospel of Christ. That's already taken care of. Your sins are no problem. You need to get faith in the coming of Jesus Christ. That will lift you high above all the... I've tried to tell the world, I've tried to tell people, Jesus said, the work that I do, shall you do. And my God, what kind of mind do you have? What a great work he did on Calvary. But if he doesn't come again, there was no Calvary.
Hallelujah.
40 million bucks?
Yeah, amen.
Hallelujah.
A miracle. Every time I think about how God gave us this place and how he keeps it.
Yes.
My God! Wow! And it wasn't because of you. He did it for you, but not because of you. What you have here is a little prototype of God going to prepare a place for you. He sent a prophet over here, has you on his mind. He said, I want you to start preparing a place for my people. Hallelujah. A place in the wilderness. My God, it's here with flood waters everywhere. Everywhere.
Amen.
He preserved you down by the river.
Yeah.
Isn't that something?
Amen.
Come on, you do better than that.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Yeah, help her out.
Amen.
Yeah, come on, you can do better than that.
Amen.
Ah, boy.
Hallelujah.
And having this confidence, I know
Hallelujah. That
I shall abide and continue with you all for your furtherance, for your growing
Hallelujah.
And joy of faith,
Hallelujah.
That your rejoicing may be more abundant
Hallelujah.
In Jesus Christ for me
Hallelujah.
By coming to you again. Wow! Woo! Scriptures, huh? Again, we want to thank you, Prophet, for encouraging with us, knowing our weaknesses and struggles, which are indeed a frustration to you. Our hope is still the promise of God that Paul spoke to the Ephesians in chapter 5, verses 26 and 27, that he might sanctify
Hallelujah.
And cleanse it, the body, with the washing of water by the word, that he might present it to himself, a glorious church, not having spot, wrinkle, or any such thing, that it should be holy and without blemish. That's why I keep coming to y'all. That's why keep rubbing out them spots,
Amen.
Ironing out them wrinkles. What a wonderful ministry this is. Oh, what a wonderful ministry this is. Oh, what a wonderful ministry this is. We are continually blessed and washed daily by the outpouring of God's word through this pertinent and unique broadcast.
Yes,
yes. You through patience and comfort of the scriptures. Simon Peter, a servant and apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained like precious faith with us.
Hallelujah.
Through the righteousness of God.
Yes.
With us.
Glory.
Through the righteousness of God.
Yes.
With us.
Glory.
Not by our own righteousness, but by the righteousness of God.
Hallelujah.
And our Savior, Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
Grace, peace, be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God. The more knowledge of God and of Jesus Christ, you'll have more knowledge of grace.
Hallelujah.
Well, I wish there was some. I wish to God. I wish I knew how to get these words inside of you.
Yes, Lord.
I mean, you people harden yourselves so much. It's astonishing.
No,
don't sit there and tell me you're understanding what I'm saying. Because if you really understand this, you're going to have a more positive reaction.
Hallelujah.
And he went leaping and shouting. And I'm not talking about physical now. I'm not talking about physical. Let's leap in the spirit. Leap for joy inside. The kingdom of God is within you. Righteousness. According as his divine power hath given unto us
all things.
That pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue.
Amen.
Whereby are given unto us exceedingly great precious promises.
Amen.
That by these, promises, ye might be partakers of the divine nature.
Hallelujah.
Having escaped the corruption that is in the world through life.
Hallelujah.
You understand that?
Hallelujah.
Besides this, give all diligence to your faith, virtue, to virtue, knowledge, to knowledge, temperance, to temperance, patience, to patience, godliness, and to godliness, brotherly kindness,
hallelujah,
and to brotherly kindness, charity.
Amen.
The greatest of these, the Bible says, is charity.
Yes. Amen. Hallelujah.
What lack we yet?
Hallelujah.
If you'd like to know what charity will do,
hallelujah,
read that 13th chapter, is there?
Corinthians.
Just tell you what charity will do.
Amen.
And you'll find out where you lack.
Yes, Lord.
You'll find in the lit examination board. Oh, I got that one. See, you don't like my honesty.
Oh, God.
Because I watch people do all. See, the fruit of the Spirit, I told you, I have a lot of the fruit of the Spirit.
Yeah.
Huh?
Oh, yeah, you do. Sure.
But you see, the fruit of the Spirit is love. That's what it is.
That's all it is.
See? And it's comprised of all these other things.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
And if you lack in any of them, then you don't have perfect love.
Yes, Lord.
And I told you, I checked myself the other day, and I found I come short on at least one of them.
Yeah, amen.
And he agreed with me right away. He agreed with me right away. I said, a gentleness. I'm not very gentle. No, I'm not. No, I'm not. I'm not very gentle, people. And I said, I got to try to be more gentle.
Yes, sir.
And I can't do it. I can only do it with the Spirit of God in me.
Amen. Like they told you to be pleasant. Amen.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
And if you folk that have been dealing with me since that time say something to me, watch and see if I don't respond to you.
Amen.
Before I won't respond at all, many times.
Amen.
I can do it by the Holy Ghost. I can actually be gentle.
Amen.
Oh, not gentle when you read that? Very, very gentle.
No doubt. Amen.
No?
Hallelujah.
Well, why don't you be gentle and back me up? See, you sure have brushed there.
Yeah, yeah.
How about you, Dwayne? Huh? Kind of hard because Dwayne rides by on the bicycle and says, God bless you, brushed there. And both times I just ignore him. The last couple of days I say, thank you.
Praise
the Lord. Trying to be gentle. Not for my sake, but for his sake.
Amen.
I mean, the man greeting me. He blessing me.
Amen.
The least I can do is respond.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Absolutely.
Uh oh. They pulled out the whole list, Lord. Now they're trying to find another place where I come short. Well, don't worry. He'll show me. Right now, he's got to keep me pretty tough.
Amen.
He's got to use the hardness of that Holy Spirit for me to deal with you. If you need gentleness, I'll be gentle.
Sure.
I know how to use that love of God.
Amen.
I know how to be gentle. I consoled one of the other day. I said, look, your children, my children, we're all concerned about our children.
Right.
But we can't let that get between us and God.
No.
I said, but I believe that God will give us faith.
Sure.
If he, see, here's the scripture for your children that God has placed on your heart. Now, you see, you got to understand that you may lose, but you don't lose any of them. When you go to hell, you're not going to remember mama, daddy, babies, sons and daughters. That will not be a part of heaven. Both of those situations are a result of some of your sin, and you won't remember the penalty of your sin.
Amen.
Well, you can walk all over and say, oh God, my little baby didn't make it. Yeah, thank you. My mama didn't make it. If dog have a heaven. Chris's mama is not going to be in heaven.
No. Amen.
You ain't going to heaven to see your mama anywhere, are you? I want to see Jesus.
Hallelujah.
All them heartaches and all them pains. It will pass away. I don't know why folk don't accept that message from me. What other solution you got? What other hope do you have? You got to put your family in the hands of God. If he saves them, the Lord gave, and the Lord takes away. Would that be a nice discussion? What happened to Job's kids?
Yeah, amen.
I wonder if that would open a pile of worms.
Yeah, it would. Oh, yeah.
Huh? Enoch might be able to go back and tell me he can prove Job's kids were saved, right, Enoch? No, you can't.
No, you can't prove it.
No, you can't. Now, we can hope.
Right. Yeah, you ought to sacrifice.
But,
amen.
You're still hoping your kids are saved, aren't you? But they don't look like they do. Oh, they still talk about the prophet, don't they? And they don't talk mean about me, do they? Not Quincy, he likes me.
Yeah.
Y'all hear about the head of mine going now?
Yeah.
What about the other ones? Yeah. What about they all speak well of me? All the children speak well of me.
Right.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, they don't.
Even the ones I've wronged, they speak well of me.
Yeah,
they do.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
They try to get the one to testify against me. She wouldn't do it.
Yeah, amen.
She wouldn't do it.
Amen.
No, she wouldn't. Hello?
Okay.
She wouldn't do it.
Amen.
Still straight out. No, I'm not going to get involved in that.
Amen.
Hello?
Amen.
Ha, 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 ha. Is that right, Mama? She wouldn't do it.
No.
I wonder if they turn to you for a testimony. How many of you would testify for me?
Yeah,
or would you testify against me?
Oh, God.
See, we're turning to you for testimony,
amen.
You know that? You do know that God's going to turn to you for a testimony about this work here.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to condemn you folks for hanging around here with me.
Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Hallelujah, glory, glory.
Hmm?
Thank you, Father.
All right. What I want to do in this particular chapter was this one right here. Wherefore, I will not be negligent to put you always in remembrance of these things, though you know them.
All right.
And be established in the present truth.
Yes.
Yeah, I think it meet or right. As long as I'm in this tabernacle,
yes.
Even as our Lord Jesus Christ has showed me. Do you know what he showed me? They're going to cut my head off.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
I don't like to think about too much, but I haven't given some thought because I want to follow some of my predecessors. I don't want to be drugged out, scared to death. I'll lead the path.
That's right. Amen. Henceforth,
this is
laid up for me a
crime. Now, all I'm doing is trying to get myself ready.
Right.
All I'm doing.
Exactly. I'm now ready to be up. Thank you, Lord.
That would be a much easier task than the one I have facing you.
Sure. Oh, yeah.
Because a lot of you folks would like to kill me, and I can't submit to that.
Hallelujah.
I can't have you destroy me.
Hallelujah.
So, keep on doing it. Destroy yourself.
Right.
You're not going to destroy me.
Amen.
And you're sitting right there saying, I wonder what he's talking about. And you little peanut brain mind will tell you. If you just let God speak your rebellious heart.
Hallelujah. All that.
Slain all day long. Die every day. Crucified all the time. Rejected by many people. Despised by most. I walked away from Donnie Hall the other day and I said, my God, that spirit of despite, God, I don't know how much longer I can handle that, Lord, because I only mean good with these people. Still can't get to 100% though, can I? Always got that one or two holding back. You ain't treating me right. All right. Moreover, I will endeavor that you may be able after my decease.
Amen.
Yeah, I think it meet, as long as I'm in this tabernacle, I'm still here. Oh boy, I cracked. Oh yes, you're there. Boy, I had a hard time even putting on my shoe this morning. Your back don't want to bend. I think it meet, as long as I'm in this tabernacle, to stir you up by putting you in remembrance.
Oh yes, Lord.
Knowing. See, I told you, I'm found in these scriptures.
Hallelujah.
Paul was the first son of man for the New Testament.
Jesus.
Covenant.
Glory God.
That's what they had shown with Paul. Because Paul began to preach Christ in you.
Hallelujah.
Peter, he had his heart, they didn't understand.
Yeah.
Yeah. He couldn't understand. Right, Peter, slay and eat.
Yeah, amen.
What?
Oh, Jesus.
I've never eaten anything unclean.
Amen.
I'm a pretty good old Joe.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Good Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
What a message he got.
Yeah. Amen.
Even after he got the message.
Yeah, amen.
He still had a little prejudice in him. Yeah. Later on when Paul came along with the gospel of Christ in you, take care of the both the Jew and the Gentile.
Amen.
That's the solution.
Yes.
And Peter, he made a difference between the Jew and the Gentile.
Amen.
He preached it to the Gentile, but he wouldn't eat with them.
Yeah, amen.
Because that's unclean.
Yeah, amen.
Now, what are you doing, a Jew asking me for a drink?
Amen.
Well, come on, man. They know Jew gonna drink out of a cup I'm gonna give them. Not even out of this well.
Amen.
Boy, you people really don't know the scripture, do you?
Amen.
Later on, when Paul went to preach to them, he found that they were separated at mealtime. How about our mealtimes? How many times do we get separated at our mealtimes? Huh? Come and dine. Master call it. And we come and we sit down, we get divided. Give you a choice. Piece of steak and you want to cut it up real small and
amen.
Separate the grizzle.
Yeah.
How do you like your steak, Paul?
Well done. Amen. Well done.
What part of the beef do you want?
Yeah.
Amen. Sirloin?
Yeah. Amen.
Oh, tenderloin, huh? Yeah. See,
yeah.
Well, I'm getting tender. Look how tender I am.
Amen.
I've been very tender with you,
amen.
Whether you admit it or not. I could be a lot harder if I want to be. And I have got a little harder lately, haven't I? You haven't seen me get harder with him. Huh? Boy, you people are something. I don't care what gets mad at me. Let them get mad at me. I ain't going to stop nothing. I'm still going to, if I got to tell them, I'm like, come on, Christopher, stop what you're doing. They see me do that? Huh? And what he was doing was going through Scripture. But the intent for quoting was, I don't know, I assume he was quoting it for me. See, they think I leave out part of the Scriptures when I'm driving home for it. And that same thing, well, Brother Derek, you got a fault, like the one I just quoted to you. Like the one I just quoted to you there about holiness, right? See, it's not by any works of your own holiness. Don't come up here and judge me on my works of holiness. Judge me on the works of God's holiness. If you don't get that message, you are holy not because you are holy, because He's holy. You fall so far of holiness as a man, boy, God, you fall short. Lord, have mercy. The only thing I know can get you up to the measure of Christ. Take Christ and add it to your measure, and then you'll grow up. Oh. Nobody sees that except people of faith. Nobody. That's why we have trouble with each other. And we're judging people after the flesh, their own deeds, and that's not the way God does it. He judges you by His word.
Hallelujah. Glory.
You're not going to take it away from me.
Hallelujah.
So, because you want to be a little God. Moreover, I would endeavor that you may be able after my decease to have these things always in remembrance.
Hallelujah.
It can be very important that this house be completely one when I get ready to go. Because you are the one that God had determined to keep alive and remain. Boy, if you people could ever grasp that truth. Really, I'm alive, folks. And because of Him, you're alive.
Amen.
What have you done to keep you alive?
He's alive and I'm forgiven.
Huh? Exercise body? Good food?
No.
Right thinking? The Lord has kept me alive. The Lord! The Lord! The Lord has kept me alive. Christ.
Amen.
To die, to gain. And I see the pride, brother.
Amen.
The only thing it showed me is that it got a little more years, and I wish it wasn't that long. But there's not many folk out here that even believe it's that close.
Amen.
All these guys preaching the end time, they're putting it off to 2030, 2025, 2000.
Amen.
A lot of speculation, but no revelation.
Amen. Hallelujah.
For we have not followed cunningly devised fables.
Thank you, Lord.
When we made known unto you the power in coming, when we made unto you, we did not follow the pre-tribulation master doctrine. We did not follow 7-year tribulation. We did not follow the name it and claim it fable. Why don't this house back me up? For God's sake, why the hell won't you give it up?
We have not followed those kind of things. Amen. Cunningly devised. Amen, brother.
For we have not followed cunningly devised fables when we made known unto you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. For we were eyewitnesses of His majesty. Yes, sir. Where? Well, I've seen Him. He brought me out. He brought me out of... Lord, I was thinking the other day about the people they're offering the death penalty to, and most of them are preparing themselves for when they know it's inevitable. It's amazing how, just like even those guys would get their head cut off.
Right.
Once they know it's inevitable, hardly any of them ever struggle.
No, amen. You don't see that. Yeah.
And you'll see them sitting there with their head down, blindfolded.
Yeah,
it's amazing.
Right.
These folk can't even see that with me. Yeah, that's the way they are.
Yeah. Amen. Hmm?
They're not struggling. They're not screaming.
Yeah, amen.
Oh, help me, Father.
Yeah.
Help, Lord.
Help, Lord.
Help, Lord. Help us.
There's two scriptures. It's been on my heart all week, and I've been trying my best to get them out, but it's very difficult because there's too much of the world in all our thinking. Knowing this verse, that there shall come in the last days scoffers, walking after their own lust, and saying, where is the promise of his coming? See, again, it has to do with the coming.
Hallelujah.
They're coming, they're coming, they're coming.
Hallelujah.
They're coming. For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of creation. For this,
my Lord.
Here it is again, they willingly are ignorant of. This end time message, this proclamation of Christ coming,
yes, Lord.
Was established by the Word of God.
Hallelujah.
The beginning and the end,
yes.
Is established by the Word of God.
Amen.
In the beginning, God.
God.
In the end.
God.
Revelation, the end.
Yes.
Jesus said,
Hallelujah.
I am the beginning
Hallelujah.
And the end. And this gospel shall be preached
yes.
into all the world
yes.
as a witness to all men.
Hallelujah.
And then, and then, and then, and then, and then, and then,
and
then. Now, anybody tells you that all things are continuing as you were,
yeah,
they're crazy.
Amen.
We see hands sticking out of a little rear door on a trailer. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'll tell you people, you need to learn the power of receiving truth.
Mm-hmm.
Because you don't love truth.
Hallelujah.
See, there's so many aspects of truth today.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you love it, you won't catch the significance of it.
Amen.
All things are not continuing
not
as they were.
Amen.
I'm going to read just a few things that's going on.
Yeah,
inside the trailer, where temperatures soared above 100 degrees,
yeah,
in Watauga, Texas, Drew is suspected of attempting to smuggle
mm-hmm.
39 illegals, including 28 men, 7 women, and 4 children. All things continue as they were. Hmm? The camera's rolling as a truckload of exhausted, dehydrated illegals attempt to exit the trailer. Very heartbreaking.
Hallelujah.
I'm reading about incidents that's going on hundreds of times across the world right now. You can sit there with your stupid.
Yes,
I don't think any of those folk would shoot me if I walked up to them. Very heartbreaking. Anybody know what I'm doing? I just got finished reading to you that all things do not continue as they were.
Amen.
The old gray mare. Life in America. Life in this world. Life with marriage. And life with finances and college is just not what it used to be.
Amen.
I'm not getting the truth. They were sitting nonchalant. Just look at today. Raining again. Flood waters everywhere. And we haven't been touched by it at all. Not at all. Now, we might have a little too much water on our fruit or certain our plants, but we might lose some of them, but we won't lose them all. And we already got more than we need. The youngest that was in there was 13-year-old little boy. As soon as he jumped out of the trailer, he said, thank you so much. Thank you for saving us. He was talking to the sheriff. There was a little siding in that trailer where he could tell they were trying to make a hole to get some air. Now, the guy was trying to smuggle them in, made them all pay, crammed them in that trailer. They were trying to get free from their poverty. Now, somebody said, well, aren't you against it? Not really. See, what Mr. Trump is howling about is the illegality that come in this group here. See, because in these groups, there's always one or two. And so, He did not say all Mexicans are rapists.
No.
He did not say that.
No.
He damn people lie. What he said was, we're leaving these illegal ones come in because we don't check them.
Yeah, exactly.
We don't.
And
then come to the terrorists. Yeah,
absolutely.
And now the terrorists are everywhere.
Yeah, amen.
In every city now, they're bragging about it.
Yeah, amen.
Hours later, a man described as an Arab terrorist was shot dead after stabbing and wounding three police officers. Do you know how many police officers were shot last week?
Amen, brother.
Today, in Washington, they're going to have supposedly a million-man march headed by Mr. Farrakhan.
Yeah.
He said, I'm calling for 10,000 men who would agree to go out and shoot police.
Yeah, amen.
And ever since he made that declaration, we've had men shooting policemen.
Sure.
I think 27 policemen were shot last month.
Amen.
So many they don't talk about because they, most of the time they're a terrorist.
Mm-hmm.
They're either black or a terrorist.
Amen.
And you can't say that in the news anymore.
No,
you can't. Can you imagine what they did over here with this policeman that shot the young man in the back? Yeah. They give the family $6 million.
Yeah, amen.
$6 million.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
And you know what I saw the other day? I saw one of the family receiving that with a great smile on his face.
Yeah, amen. That's all money.
Oh. All things do not continue as they were.
Not at all. They sure ain't.
And the poor policeman, they still got them locked up?
Yes, sir.
Won't put them on a bond?
No. Amen.
Huh? Why was the man running from the policeman?
Mm-hmm. Amen.
If a policeman set out to apprehend you, you run? What's he supposed to do?
Yeah.
He supposed to apprehend you? Look how your mind's going. Huh? Why would a man jump out of the car and run if he... Well, the records are... He was a convicted criminal? It's just like that Miss Davis up there. See, I'll tell you what, I don't think any bona fide Christian today should belong to law enforcement.
Not at all.
I don't think you ought to involve yourself in politics at all.
No, ain't no good. Absolutely not. There's not entangled.
I don't think most Christians ought to stay in the job they have.
Right. Amen.
All right.
Amen.
See, we start doing that. Took the women out of home,
mm-hmm.
lost our families.
Yeah, amen.
And today we're reaping what we sow.
Yeah, that's it.
Any job you have is you're working on a job. If any of that part of that job removes you from your conviction of serving God, you quit that job.
Yeah, amen.
Any check you get,
mm-hmm.
anything you get from the world, if it interferes with your serving God with a whole heart,
yeah,
you give it up.
Amen.
Amen.
And I used to ask people all the time, how should we live the Christian life? Like you're going to die in the next hour.
Amen.
That one would matter.
Yes, Lord. Oh,
glory.
Seeing that.
All these things shall be dissolved.
That one would matter.
Yeah.
Amen.
Hmm? That's true. Suppose you. God will remove the prophet from you in the next hour. Then what would you do? Suppose this little old tabernacle was not here every Saturday morning with people all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I know you don't like it when I get those emails, Brother Stair. We depend upon your words every day.
Yeah,
and I say, what am I saying?
Amen.
Sometimes I say, what am I saying?
Right.
But somehow the Spirit
amen.
Puts some kind of comfort in their heart.
Amen.
Some kind of instruction.
Absolutely.
The Spirit of God. Yeah. And that's why you hear me cry over and over again. Let them hear.
Yeah.
My only hope
Amen.
Is for
God's people to hear.
I tell it. You won't even say that, will you? I can't get 100% cooperation out of this. You've never heard that prayed before, huh? So you're at loss for the words, right?
Oh, God.
I will hide thy word in my heart that I don't end up questioning or doubting God. My only hope
is for God's people,
is for
God's people to hear.
Still can't get it. Twice now. My only hope
is for God's people to hear.
I don't hear some of you. Wow.
all your people, God.
That's what I said to him yesterday, Donna, didn't I? As you want to hold my hands?
Yes.
You want to strike me, then hear me.
Yeah.
Every opportunity that you can listen to me, hear me. And then hear what the Spirit says.
Hallelujah.
Don't let the words of my mouth confuse you.
Right.
Let hear what the Spirit says.
Oh, yeah. Amen. Thank you, Father. Amen.
And the Spirit and the bride, that's you. You'll get to agree with me. And you'll read every word that I'm speaking to you is saying,
come, Lord Jesus!
Yeah, they old Trump. And by the way, this political... See, I'm trying not to get involved in that. I never have. I can't tell them. But what's going on in our political realm? It's unbelievable to watch the way they manipulate it. It's corrupt to the core. I used to tell people all the time, there's two elements in America that are very corrupt. That's religion and politics. They are both inundated with lies and deception. No truth in either one of them. No truth in politics, nowhere. They don't speak the truth. They don't live the truth. They don't seek the truth. All my life, I told you, don't register to vote. I taught years ago, Christians don't vote. We don't vote.
No.
No, we don't.
Amen.
Why can't I get this house to agree with me on that? I preached that long before this.
Hallelujah.
You're going to vote one of these days whether you want your Social Security check or not.
Yeah, right.
Shall we stand? I'm going to make one more observation here. You see, the Bible tells you to strive to enter in. And you just nonchalant take my words and don't make no effort to overcome your iniquity. There's no way that you could get me to run away from what God's talking. As long as he's talking, I want to be where I can hear him. And anybody can just get up and walk out of me just anytime they want to. And won't make no effort to strive to hear. Strive to hear. You are in danger of hellfire. I can read that enough. And you can mark it down. Satan will give you every excuse to be excused. Everyone. How'd you like to be in that cargo trailer? No water. No bathroom. No air. All trying to be free. Hello? How'd you like God to confine us in here? No power, no water, no toilet. You're not ready for it, people. Wouldn't it be terrible if they locked us on these grounds? Shut off our water, turned off our power. And we'd have to put up with each other without griping or complaining.
Amen. That's what we'll find out, Mike.
Grumblers.
Amen.
Are you ready for that? I hope they get rid of the complainers.
Right. Amen.
And grumblers.
Absolutely.
Folk will be satisfied with what they have. Even if it's a no bathroom.
Amen.
You think it's not going to get primitive like that, huh?
Oh, yeah.
It really is. And a remarkable thing, how all around us the rain is falling, water everywhere. Yeah, I heard.
12 foot.
It's going a little higher today.
Yeah, right.
And here we are in a floating boat.
Amen.
We're just floating around in Calvary.
Yeah.
Say in the
arms
of
Jesus.
Yes.
If you think that you are going to embrace Christianity by intellect,
amen.
Forget it.
Amen.
It's faith. And faith alone.
Yeah,
have faith in God. You don't have faith in the preacher, the prophet, the body of Christ.
Amen.
Have faith in God. Because he is the entity that makes the body. In him we live.
Yes.
And move.
Hallelujah.
And have our being.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. have I said for you, I said for you all.
Amen.
May the Lord bless you.
Redeemed and I love to proclaim it. Redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed by His infinite mercy. His child and forever I am. Oh, redeemed, redeemed, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed, redeemed, His child and forever I am. Oh, redeemed, redeemed, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed, redeemed, His child and forever I am. Hallelujah. 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 Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name, once again, we're gathered together in the tabernacle on the Sabbath day during the Feast of Tabernacles.
Hallelujah.
For Thy glory and for Thy praise, expecting, O God. Speak to our hearts, O God.
Hallelujah.
Work that You're doing.
Hallelujah.
We would yield to Your Spirit, Lord.
Hallelujah.
We would regard the operation of Your hand.
Hallelujah.
Thank You, Father, for all things.
Thank
in
you,
Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You may take your seats.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Are you glad to be here?
Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Turn me on. Hello?
Hi, this is Allison from Medicare Health Center. How are you today?
Thank you.
Y'all got it turned on up here? Praise the Lord. Okay, praise the Lord. Wrong number, huh? Well, we got a lot of that going on. Praise the Lord. All right, all right. Help me, Jesus. Well, I marvel, you know. When was that service, brother? October 15? Yeah, October 15. October 2015. Everybody understand that? Y'all hear all the things that He preached? Y'all remember them? Oh, Lord. We need to find a place of repentance, don't we? One thing I would note is that some of the voices we heard there aren't here anymore. You know, there were some saying amen and quoting the scripture. They're not here. And of course, some of those were, you know, prophets and spiritual people. They were hearing what the prophet says. Not much has changed, has it?
Oh, God.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He was still talking about our faces. He was still talking about our responses.
Hallelujah.
At the very end, He was still talking about our nonchalance.
Hallelujah.
We won't repent, though, huh?
Oh, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Redeemed and I love to proclaim it. Redeemed by the blood of the Lamb.
Redeemed by His infinite mercy. His child and forever I am. Oh, redeemed, redeemed, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed, redeemed, His child and forever I am.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
All right. Sons of God, behold what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us.
Amen.
That we should be called the sons of God.
Hallelujah.
Therefore the world knoweth us not because it knew Him not, but now are we the sons of God.
Hallelujah.
And it does not appear what we shall be.
Hallelujah.
But when He shall appear, we'll see Him as He is.
Hallelujah.
And everyone that hath this hope in Him purifies himself even as He is pure.
Amen.
Hear, O Israel, what should we hear? Hear what the Spirit said.
Hallelujah.
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 It's very pertinent, you know, that we hear what the Spirit said.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We must worship God in spirit.
Amen.
And in truth.
Amen.
Glory, glory.
Glory, God. Hallelujah.
All things do not continue as they were.
Thank God.
We're still rebellious, though.
Yes.
Yet all things don't continue as they were.
Thank you, Lord.
He talked about being quiet wasn't necessarily consenting.
Right. Amen.
That's very true, huh?
Yes.
Very deceptive.
Yes.
You know, noncommittal.
Right.
I noticed we lost some of our soldiers. He talked about that too, didn't he?
Sure.
He said we shouldn't find an occasion to absent ourselves. He talked very pointedly about this being a place to coming together.
Hallelujah.
He said we shouldn't absent ourselves from the dining hall. We shouldn't find... Y'all didn't hear him say that? How come we keep saying we hear the prophet and we keep doing these things? Huh? He talked about folk wouldn't look at him. How come we keep saying we hear the prophet and we still won't? Well, you're not the prophet. I'm not, but I'm the one up before you.
All right.
I'm the one looking at you.
All right.
Huh? I'm the one yielding to God to speak to you. There is a righteous response. No? We just ain't gonna do it, right? Well, it'll be on your own head. I'm going on.
All right.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hmm?
I would exhort you today. I would stir up your pure mind by way of remembrance. I told you already, we're sons of God. Y'all shouldn't have to look afar off when I say things like that. Put some light in your eyes over there. Come on. Give God some praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Give God the praise. Spoke about folk that wouldn't stay in the dining hall, wouldn't show up. Those things are continuing. All things don't continue. However, these things are continuing. Isn't that good preaching? Somebody tell me. Praise the Lord. All things do not continue as they were, saints, but there are some things that continue. To our shame. Yeah, there's still folk that won't gather with us in the dining hall. There are folk that won't gather with us here. And then there are some that will gather for Brother Stira's message but won't stay for the confirmation. Huh? And to bear witness to it.
Hallelujah.
How about that? And he did talk about us being here, being witnesses, being those that are alive and remaining. And I always told you that's what we are. We're those that are alive and remaining. There's a part for us to play. See how I bear witness to the truth? We are alive and remaining, you know. He said, we need to hear. He said, we that are here, we need to agree on everything. Am I preaching good? Why aren't y'all getting excited then? Huh? Praise the Lord. I'm going to try to work with it, you know. I heard him say, come on, I might say it a million times. Y'all might have to say, sit down, Pastor Rice. Is that all you're going to say? It may be all that I say, because that's what we need to hear. He said the folk that are here need to agree on everything. I'm going to stick with it. Huh? If y'all don't believe that, you may as well leave. I'm going to preach it like that. Y'all believe that? Don't be a hypocrite now. I'm going to preach that we need to agree on everything. Praise the Lord. That is what Brother Stair said. The last day prophet of God. Y'all want me to quote him?
Yes.
He said, we that are here, saints, need to agree on everything.
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
Ain't I preaching good?
All right.
Why don't y'all get excited then? Some of you all are looking like, oh, you caught me with my hand in the cookie jar. And I did. But by the words of the prophet, whom you say that you believe. See how I do it? Huh? Ain't God good? Yeah, I did catch you with your hands in the cookie jar. You know? By the voice of the last day prophet in whom you say you believe everything that he says. Huh? Ain't that good? You all still believe everything that he says? Well, let me say it again. He said, we that are here, saints of God, we need to agree upon everything. Oh, we're getting weary with that, Pastor Rice. I know we don't believe it too well.
Hallelujah.
Huh? Come on, Phil. You can look happy, brother. This is good. He said, we that are here should agree on everything. Of course, that's no different what the Bible said. It said we should all speak the same thing. It is the same thing. You know, no matter how you put it. And that there should be no divisions among them. That means that we should agree upon everything.
Bless you, Lord.
Well, Pastor Rice, what do we do if we find something we can't agree on? Throw it away. Huh? Love God and your brother more than that. See how that goes? I see. Well, I can't do that. You know, I got some ideas. I know. That's why we don't walk together.
Hmm?
Let's buy the truth and sell it now. If it's the truth, then it won't separate us. It won't divide us. If it's the truth. If it's separating us, then it probably ain't the truth. Hallelujah. And ye shall know the truth. And the truth shall make you free. Give God the praise. Praise the Lord. Give God. I try to observe, you know, Brother Steer taught us to do that.
Yes.
The Bible teaches us that.
Yes.
To be circumspectly.
Yes.
Receive instructions.
Right.
Huh? Yes. Be sober.
Amen.
Be vigilant.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, God. Bless you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Bless you, Lord.
Give God the praise. Hallelujah. That is usually how we that have heard the prophet, the conversation started out. Let me tell you.
Amen.
You believe everything the prophet say? Or like the conversation I had yesterday. You believe that everything that Brother Stair spoke was by the word of God? Huh? I got a telephone. Well, actually, I didn't get a telephone call. I made the call. Because someone said, I want a call back. So I called back and we had a conversation. And before we soon got into it, do you believe that everything that Brother Seth spoke was by the mouth of God? See what I mean? I'm going to work with it now. Because usually that's how folk, you know, reveal their deceit. I'm telling you, every time. When I came here back in 2021 and I talked to the folk that won't gather with us now, they said, do you believe everything Brother Stair said? That's what they say. That's what they still say. See what I mean? See how that usually works? Huh? Well, are you going to ask us that? I am going to ask you that. Huh? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Then we went on and with this conversation. And after a few minutes, I realized that he didn't believe everything. How do you know? By discernment and judgment. Because Brother Stair would say, listen to my voice. Turn the radio on. Listen to me. Well, after he asked me a few questions, I knew he hadn't been listening. He asked me about Brother Rick. And even today's message, Brother Rick wasn't alive. Huh? Now, this is 2022. And he said, how's Brother Rick doing?
Right.
And then he asked me, do I believe that everything from that Brother Stair spoke was from the mouth of God? See how that is?
Yeah.
He's not the only one now.
No.
This is prevalent.
Yeah.
I'm just bringing it to your attention.
Right.
Huh?
Right.
Yeah. You don't have to. You've done it too. Just say amen.
Amen.
Come on.
Amen.
I'm just putting it out here. This is truth, see. We talk about revelation. We really don't want it. The stuff we call revelation is deceit. But you all understand that most deceit in this realm here, in this people here, comes about whether or not we believe what Brother Stair said. Y'all don't know that? I just gave you two examples. The folk that won't gather with us now, when I came here and tried to reconcile, they said, do you believe everything Brother Stair said? I told them yes, of course, but it wasn't sufficient. Because they came up with something that I didn't go along with. Now, they claim he said it, but I claim he didn't. See what I mean? Hallelujah. See what I mean? Glory, glory. What they do is they find something that they've come up with in the imagination of their mind. And they believe that he said it. And then they forget all the other stuff that he said. If they really believe that he said that, they'll remember the other stuff that he said. Especially if you bring it to their remembrance. If you bring it to their remembrance and they say, no, this is above that, then you know they never heard what he said. Or they don't believe what he said. I'm telling the truth. This is good stuff. This is what we need to hear right now with what's going on. Huh? This is what we need to hear right now. Aren't you happy, Sister Dorothy? Y'all going to encourage me today? You know, I do get some encouragement. I got a message from Sister Teresa today. Didn't I, Kurt?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, she said, well, she told me about some of the things we were doing on the broadcast. She said, yeah, I remember those children singing. That one's Pastor Timothy's child. That one's Anna Carol. And then she said, you know, I really appreciate you all, you know, keeping everything going there. And I want to encourage you, Pastor Rice. Isn't that all right? So you all don't even have to do it, do you? God will find somebody to do it, won't you? Hallelujah. Why are you trying to puff yourself up? That's not it. I do like folk to bear witness to the truth.
Amen.
Huh?
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
There's some here won't do it.
Amen.
We're talking about that silence. They think that because they don't say anything, they're okay. It's not okay. Y'all didn't hear him preach it? I'm just going to expound on it. Everybody hear me? Because you don't say anything. Well, I'm encouraged. No. You are here, and you can say, that's good preaching, Pastor Rice. I'm so glad. Thank you for the word of God. Now, there are some here that do that. And there's others that make a point that they won't do it. Is it important? It is a small thing that you could do. Yeah, it won't cost you much. It is some small thing that you could do to edify the body, to encourage me. Yeah, it is just a small thing. Well, you know what I'm getting in the spirit, don't you? Like hell, you won't ever get that from me. Well, let me tell you something. I'm still going on. Because of this, God is going to judge me faithful. You understand that? And it is required of stewards. Huh? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We should desire to be faithful. We should desire to say, man, I can testify. He's turning to me for a witness. Yeah, Pastor Rice, that's good, man. I don't get it from everybody. I shouldn't say anything about it? I'm not discouraged, you understand? Do I sound like I'm discouraged? Hallelujah. If I do, I'm sorry, because I'm not. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory, glory.
Hallelujah.
I do, I'm disappointed. I lament because some of you all won't come along with this. You know, it's like I'm asking y'all to do something that's so wrong. You know, that's what gets me. I'm looking at y'all now. I'm watching your response. And what I'm getting back is, oh, that's so wrong, Pastor Rice. I believe the prophet. I believe it's the last time. And I believe Jesus. But what you asked is so wrong. That's what I get. And you know that's a lie. I resist that. In the name of Jesus. I resist it. I resist it. In the name of Jesus. What I'm doing is not so wrong. This is so right. And you can bear witness to it. You can give God glory, but I'm going on in Jesus' name. This is so right. This is so right. Hallelujah. So right. So right. Can I get some witnesses in here? This is so right. God, you're so right. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Well, he read that message that he got from New Zealand. And they talked about how, you know, he was empowered by the Spirit to do all that preaching during the feast days. You all know how folk do a lot of preaching? It's not by the flesh. We have to get some power from God. What's required is that you all acknowledge that that's the power of God. The other answer is no God. That's not God. That we do that by our sorry responses. By our reluctance to open our mouth and say, yeah, you're right. Amen, Pastor Wright. You know, that silence. Huh? Come on. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And some, we're just so locked in. Y'all look around now. Y'all look around and see some is just locked in. Even when I do this, they're not able. That's bondage. That's not Holy Ghost bondage. That's evil spirit bondage. Y'all know that, don't you? If you're satisfied with that, just keep doing what you're doing. Hallelujah. I'm going on in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Yeah, after I talked with his brother, he was very polite. He wanted to talk about prophecy. See, this is another thing. Yeah, don't you all understand and appreciate this good truth that I'm telling you? Huh? Come on, these things always seem to work together. What do you got against prophecy? Nothing at all. But I can't hear too much about prophecy, and you believe everything Brother Stair is saying. You don't know that Ricky's dead. And that's the same way with your prophecy you want to tell me about. You don't know that we should all agree in everything. See what I mean? You don't know that we should all agree in everything, and you know all the other stuff. All y'all quiet now, huh? I'm going to hold to it. Hallelujah. I've got no problem with the truth if it's the truth. And I can't go by what you say. I need a witness inside. That's what I'm counting on. I will not be disappointed with what happens here. Because I'm speaking the truth.
Amen.
And I know that if you love the truth, you'll get a witness. See what I'm saying? It's just wicked that you resist this truth. Huh? Have I become your enemy because I tell you the truth? You would think if we come in here, we had to get out of our beds and put our clothes on and comb our hair and brush our teeth and all that. And we sat down and Brother Stair started preaching and we said we believe him and he said these things, we would all rejoice in them. I mean, that's just what? Huh? We expect that would be the natural response, huh? That's not what I'm getting now. That's not what I'm getting. Oh, we shouldn't rejoice. Well, we should rejoice in the truth. This is what love does. Hallelujah. Yeah, love rejoices in the truth. Huh? Praise the Lord. Not in iniquity. Some are rejoicing in their iniquity now. You what their iniquity is? Yeah, this is what God told me that you don't know. That's your iniquity. All right? Praise the Lord. That's why some ain't here, because what God told them. I've got nothing with what God told them if it bears witness with everything else that God said. God told you something and told you not to gather with us here? I can't hear it like that. I don't hear it like that. That's deception.
Yes.
Oh, Jesus.
Yes.
True.
Yes.
I heard Brother Sterr talking about assembling yourselves together. He said, now that's just not showing up on Sunday and Wednesday night, you know, like many in the world do. He said, that's actually living together.
Yeah.
Are we having some difficulty living together here?
Oh, yeah.
Huh?
Oh, yeah.
He talked about us, you know, when things get lean, about us murmuring and complaining. Well, we sure do it now. Things are not lean. How come we don't, we that say we believe the problem, come in here and sit in here, why don't we receive this stuff and start walking in it?
Amen.
Huh? Here we are now, we're murmuring. Some murmuring because I'm preaching. Some murmuring because I say we should all be here. And some are not here.
That's all right, my Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory.
Praise.
I'm going to read something.
Thank you for your word.
Praise the Lord, saints.
Hallelujah.
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 Give God the praise. I still read from Romans chapter 14, talked about the things that were written aforetime were written for our learning.
Yes.
How about that? He had a hard time finding somebody getting the scripture for him. Same here. There used to be, I've been here a long time. I used to see certain people that grab for the book to get scripture, but now there's not so many. Gino, right away, he'll do it, but that, you know, we all in here say we know the Bible, but we don't. We won't have anybody getting ready to grab their Bible. We got about two. The rest say, well, no. That's okay. I can get it myself.
Amen. Hallelujah. Yes.
What I'm doing is just making a point.
Right.
Yeah. I'm expounding.
Right.
Oh, this is tedious. Yeah, that's how preaching is. It's tiresome.
Hallelujah.
It's tiresome. He said, now, all you Bible scholars, you ought to know that when I come in, y'all will be have that scripture ready when I call for it. I don't need you to get it. I'm just, this is for edification. I can get it myself.
Glory.
And I don't mind. I rejoice in it. I can preach myself. I don't mind. I rejoice in it. I can, all that God has, I can do it. Hallelujah. Not under duress. Somebody in here ought to get tired of being bound up by the devil. But they love to have it so.
Glory.
Hallelujah. This is out of Luke chapter 16. And he said unto his disciples, help me, Jesus, that there was a certain rich man which had a steward. And the same was accused unto him that he had wasted his goods.
Hallelujah.
That's the situation we have.
Yes.
So what was he called unto him, and he said unto him, how is this that I hear this of thee? Give an account of thy stewardship. For thou mayest no longer be steward. That's what we got going on right here now.
Yes.
We've had some mishandling.
Yes.
Some unfaithful stewardship.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm telling the truth.
Yes.
If you don't know that, you're just a fool. Ain't no need. If you don't know that, you shouldn't even be here. Well, does that apply to all of us? Yeah, to some degree. But we're talking about a gross mishandling. That's what we're talking about. So what is required that we give account? Then a determination has to be made if you're going to remain to be a steward. This is right out of the Bible.
Amen.
Well, Pastor Rice, I'm not out for revenge. I'm out for righteousness. Can't you all follow me in the scriptures? Not only did we hear, I see with my own eyes. You know, nobody had to tell me. I see this gross misconduct in stewardship. I see it. No, it's not that I hear of it. I see of it. So, you stewards, we want an account. Again, see, we've been asking for this, and in righteousness, they would have volunteered. Even after we've asked, I've yet to receive it. Why are you saying it all over the broadcast? Yes, I want to establish it now. Because if I just say it to you, you will say I didn't say it like that. So maybe I can call up Sister Johnson there in Finland, Minnesota, and she'll say, yeah, you did say it like that. That's why I'm saying it like this. Everybody understand? She'll tell the truth about it. This is good preaching. Yeah, we don't plan to hold on to you unfaithful stewards, especially non-repentant. I'm just telling you right up front. I don't care who you are. I don't want your place. I don't want your position. I don't want anything. I want you to work some righteousness. If you don't want to do that, then hell, we do not need you. And you can say all you want to. You want to take over. I want to do what God wants me to do. And if you're going to do it right, then there's no need for anybody else to do it. Thank you, Brother Dave. Hallelujah. Yeah, I'm going to make a judgment for the poor. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Where's the phone, man? Y'all turn me on now. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Okay. That's okay. I don't see one of the transgressors saying, okay, well, we're ready, we're going to do it. See, they're being silent.
Right.
That's exactly what Brother Stairs. Praise the Lord.
Yes, you did say, reach the truth. And I just want to greet all the saints, all the brothers and sisters, and I love you all. May the Lord bless you.
God bless you too, Sister Johnson. Thanks for your faithfulness. The Lord strengthen you and keep you. Maranatha. How about that? I didn't ask her to call, but I know that she bear witness to the truth. That's what we need to do.
Hallelujah.
Bear witness to the truth. Walk in the truth. Love the truth. You see why I speak it in this form? If I didn't, you all said, well, no, he didn't say it. I got a witness. Thank you, Sister Johnson. Thank you, Sister Johnson. Got a witness. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. See that? Now, again, I want to make a point. You're right here and you won't do it, but God still give a witness. Okay? You all keep missing your visitation. Go ahead. Send away your day of grace. Go ahead. Keep on. I can't read some of them, brother.
No.
Mercy, Lord.
No.
Mercy, Lord.
No.
Mercy, Lord. Oh, God. Thank you for your mercy, Lord.
Oh, we don't need folk here working against us.
No.
Mercy, Lord.
No.
That would be unfaithful on our part. If you see something you have no control or no measures, that's one thing. But if you got some measures, then you're supposed to take them. Everybody understand?
Yes,
otherwise, then we are partakers of their evil deeds.
See?
I don't want to do that.
Oh, mercy, God.
Thank you.
Mercy,
Lord. Thank you. So I'm doing this in front of everybody so you can see the reaction, the response on those who should make account. Everybody see the response?
Yes.
Y'all know who the treasurer here, don't you?
Well, we
I don't see, he's not even here.
Oh, God. Mercy, Lord.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord.
Pastor Rice, greetings to all the saints in Walterburg and at the Overcomer and each and every one throughout the whole earth. This is Brother Best on the grounds. Pastor Rice, you speak the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. And so help me, Almighty God.
God bless you, Brother Best. Maranatha.
I believe that with all my heart, sir. You speak the truth. You really do. And like Brother Steer says, you don't put no butter on it. You say it like it is. And that's what we need, sir. Regardless of what anyone says, if you're going to fight the fight, you got to fight the good warfare. You can't hold back on nothing.
Thank you, Jesus.
You got to go all the way. It's all or nothing. All or nothing. So help me, God. That's my whole thing, sir. God didn't bring me to be no little puny chore. We just got to step forward and be serious. Come on. This is no time to play around. It's time to step to the plate. Come on, let's step to the plate. I'm serious.
Amen, Brother Best.
No
amen. God bless you, brother. God bless you. God bless you, brother.
We're not dealing with no little man. We're dealing with Almighty God. The God that spoke things into being. My Lord and my God.
God bless you, brother.
Don't you understand that?
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. All right. Again, you know. Somebody called from afar off. We still have folk in here who could say, yeah, you know, but praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Oh, God. Hallelujah.
You know, they're like the adulterous woman. Yeah, we did it, but, you know. No. I don't see much repentance. I don't see any remorse. I see defiance. What should I do with that? What should you do with that defiance?
Oh, God.
Huh?
Right.
Should you condone it? Should you encourage it?
No.
Huh?
No.
Jesus.
No.
Oh, God.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, God. Bless you, brother. Bless you. I thank God for Pastor Rice. Everyone in that room there got a really good witness.
Bless you, Jesus.
2 years ago. It's getting stronger. You can't get a witness of this prophet.
And
lose it, can you? You can't lose that. Pastor Rice, it was such a blessing to hear about sister there. And that blesses my soul because I got a witness, brother. Still, it's stronger. The worse this world gets, the more sure I am. Jesus is coming, brother. I love you, Pastor Rice. I love you. Thank God for the broadcast.
God bless you, Brother Paul. I love you too,
brother. All right. Maranatha, brother.
Maranatha, Maranatha. Praise the Lord. Glory, glory. Yeah. Two or three witnesses. Some are not moved, though. Well, if it wasn't me, maybe they'd be moved. But I'll say again, Brother Steris was still the same way. Yeah. Stubbornness is stubbornness is stubbornness. Idolatry is idolatry is idolatry. Witchcraft is witchcraft is witchcraft. You understand?
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord.
Pastor Rice, this is Sister Sharon.
Oh, bless you.
Bless you.
Bless you. I'm so encouraged today. I'm hearing you. I'm hearing you. Thank God I'm hearing you. I don't get to hear every Sabbath. I'm going to write a letter soon. But I'm hearing you today. God bless you. God bless you all.
God bless you, Sister Sharon. Maranatha.
Maranatha.
All right. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory.
Hallelujah.
Ain't God good?
Yes.
We should be rejoicing in this truth. If there's somebody rejoicing in it. Huh? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And it is by the Spirit, you all understand that.
Yes.
All you spiritual fools, understand that it's by the Spirit.
Yes. Spirit.
Yes. It is the Spirit of the living God.
Yes.
See what I mean? And we just don't respond well to the Spirit of the living God. We say, no, God. No matter how many witnesses we get, no matter what God shows us, we're still stubborn. We're still rebellious. Huh? We still won't get up off our seats. Huh? I'm going on in Jesus' name. I'm blessed. Hallelujah. No complaints. The Lord's been good to me. Given me less than my iniquity deserved. Yeah, he's been merciful and long-suffering to me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's no trouble for me to give God praise. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We're just simply speaking the truth about what's going on here. No need for us to try to deceive ourselves. I'm telling you like it is.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
There are some that just will not submit to authority. They just won't submit to the righteousness of God. They're going about doing what they want to do. Can't anyone tell them what to do? They're subject to nobody but themselves. That's iniquity. Hello. That's it. If nobody can tell you what to do, that's iniquity.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, Brother Stan had a concern about what was going on in his ass. Nobody understand that? Rightfully so, huh? But we know that God is faithful.
Yes, he is.
Huh? He always leaves himself a witness. Oh, some of us are tired. I guess we didn't do well last night. Come on. Liven up now. Come on, saints. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So, yeah, I thank God.
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Thank you, God.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah.
In the mouth of two or three witnesses.
Uh-huh.
Amen.
I'm a steward too, you understand?
Right.
That's why I'm discharging my duties now.
Thank you, Lord.
I'm a steward.
Thank you, Lord.
The Lord will say, what about that gift I gave you? Praise the Lord.
The Lord. God bless you, Pastor Rice.
God bless you.
The Lord is good. This is Sister Tracy Smith. I was calling to bless y'all and thank y'all for your love for God and just your faithfulness and standing up and being steadfast and being faithful to the Lord.
All right, bless her, saints.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory.
Thank God for the execution. Bless you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory. Bless you all.
Bless you. God is always faithful. As I was talking, that's another reason why I praise it. You know, we were talking about why I praise the Lord for things like this. That's why I praise it. You all think I would praise him? Hallelujah. Thank God for praising, brother. Glory, glory. I'm going to do it anyway. None of you all are going to prevent me from serving God. I'm just so sad that you all won't join me. Do you know he's a great God? My God, why are you all in such reserve then? Huh? Why are y'all in such reserve? Come on, give God some glory. Give God some praise. Act like you're saved. Act like you're saved in here. Act like you're saved. Act like you're saved in here. I'm going to tell the truth.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, there's been some great misappropriation of funds. I'm saying it right. Misappropriation. Grave. Unauthorized. So, stewards, you must give account because you may no longer be stewards. Is that fair enough?
Hallelujah.
What about you, Pastor? I'm going to be faithful. Did y'all see me being faithful? Huh? I'm able to do that. I don't have any cohorts. Huh? There's nothing that I have to do for my son that prevents me from doing this. Nothing that I have to do for my family that prevents me. Everybody understand? It's not that way with everybody. It's not that way with everybody. I'm preaching the truth in here. There's nothing I'm going to do for my son above what I do for God's people. I promise you that. And some not like that here. Huh? They got the bloodlines mixed up. Huh? Praise the Lord. Yeah, got the bloodlines mixed up. Huh? We do it by the blood of Jesus Christ. So again, I'm not doing anything for my son or anything for anybody more than I do above the sons of God, the body of Christ. It's not that way with everybody. Praise the Lord Jesus. So you know, like, nothing's going to be here that's coming out. I'm not going to try to hide it. After Brother Stair passed away, a lot of things came to light. They never would have came to light as long as he was alive. They're still coming to light. I don't mind pointing them out. Huh? It's me being faithful. You can deny it if you want to. You can't be saved denying the truth. Yeah, you'll have to say yes, truth. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I've taken all the measures I know how to preserve these, but they seem like they don't care. Y'all, I'm doing it in front of everybody so they won't say, no, you didn't. See how that God's giving me some wisdom. Otherwise, they say, no, he's out. He's after me. But that's not the case. That's not. See how this is in front of God and everybody. Come on. I'm saying, come on, brothers. Come on, brothers. Let's work some righteousness. See me doing it? But we aren't going to take all this garbage after all this entreating you, giving you opportunity. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Glory, glory. And of course, we say, yeah, we heard what Brother Stern, and we want to do things that Brother Stern told us, things that he established, and we go right against that. The broadcast he established, very important. That was the guy who had charge, whether he don't want it anymore, because he heard what Brother Stir said. See how backwards that is?
Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. Oh, God.
And the broadcast is for the saints of God. The ones that are here, the ones that are far off. Is that all right? Praise the Lord.
Thank you,
Lord. So we would use it in that measure.
Amen.
Not to exalt me, not to exalt my position, not to exalt you.
Right.
We're all members of the body of Christ.
Right. True. Oh, Jesus.
If God chose me to be the point man, Terry, then I'm the point man. What am I going to say? No, God?
Right.
What if some believe not that I'm the point man? Well, what can I say?
Right.
Well, does the Spirit bear witness? Is there any fruit? I see. Well, go, keep being a fool then. Go on. Keep being a fool.
Oh, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Oh, God, you're merciful.
Now, you can leave. You don't have to stay here. Don't mess with it. You can leave, brother. You can leave if you want to anytime. The sooner the better. Sooner the better.
Amen.
Sooner the better.
Right.
It's amazing. The man said we here need to agree on everything. I'm going to preach it. Yes, he did. Why do you keep saying it? Because some act like they didn't hear it. The prophet, the last day prophet of God, Brother R.G. Stair, when he was living, said, we got record of it. We here ought to agree on everything. Is that all right? Some of us are having problems now. We don't agree that we should even come in here and behave ourselves correctly.
Right.
No?
Right.
Huh?
Amen.
No, I'm not looking for them. I'm looking for Jesus.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. The author and the finisher of our faith.
Hallelujah.
I will tell you, though, that I wouldn't ask to do this. If you all don't understand that God is moving up on me to do this, then you're not very spiritual. I will maintain that.
Amen.
If you don't know that God is moving on me to do this, then you're not very spiritual. You have not a love for the truth. We hold our buddy-buddy relationship above the relationship with the body of Christ. I have no such. I tell you, children, wife, I have no such. I belong to Jesus Christ. Don't try to be my friend if you think it's going to be above Jesus Christ. That's not going to be. We aren't going to carry on anything in secret and cause me to deny my God. Huh? You aren't going to do me enough favors to make me do it. Everybody understand? But that's what's going on here. They give allegiance to their own little cliques more than to the living God. It's being manifest. Maybe they could find a place of repentance if they sought it. I don't see much seeking for it. All I see is defiance.
Amen.
The other thing I want to say, we can't seem to stir folk up to clap their hands and say hallelujah, but we can stir them up for other things. You can stir them up so that they come in the dining hall and raise hell and get out of order, you know, or in the service get out of order. Well, many times, y'all seen it. I'm preaching and, but you can't stir them to, glory, 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 can't see that? That's wicked. I'm going to call it out. You don't even have to agree with me. This is so good and truthful that I'll just eat it myself. Huh? How come I can stir you up to get up and preach when I'm preaching, and tell me to sit down and all that, and I can't stir you up to say, hey, thank you, Jesus? The reason is, they think that if they do that, they'll be submitting to me. Huh? Say this is good preaching. Hallelujah! Y'all don't believe that? Well, should they submit to you? Yes. We should submit ourselves one to another in the fear of the Lord. We certainly should submit to the righteousness of God. It's right for us to do things decently and in order. Yeah. Praise the Lord. Oh, I'll be done shortly. But you ain't going to run me off. You might do some other measures. You might, you know, tie me up and put me in the dungeon. You won't shut me up, though. Hallelujah. Well, don't remember, Brother Stereo said, every mouth should be stopped. We should learn what that means. Y'all want a revelation? He said, well, if I speak as a man. Y'all missed that part, though, huh? You think just because I speak by the Spirit of God, I should stop talking. No, he brought it out his own mouth. He said, if I speak like a man, shut my mouth. So if you speak by the Spirit of God, you don't have to stop talking. Everybody understand? We hear so well, yet we don't hear. That's because we're full of iniquity. One voice. Every mouth's going to be stopped. Yes, pray. Let God speak, though. You know how God speaks, don't you? I know the answer to that. Y'all want to? I'll just spill all the beans. Yeah, Pastor, he speaks by the prophets. I see. I've got no problem with that. But he speaks by me as well. Now, you got the Spirit. Now, you bear witness. You make your own bed. Yeah, I'm calling you out. Make your own bed. And that's the foolishness we believe. Why, he only speak by prophet. Really? Anybody read the story of Balaam? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And I will pour out of my spirit. Born for all flesh. Your sons and your daughters. How about that? Oh, What did I find? I found it in the prophets. They'll prophesy. No? Praise the Lord, saints. Hallelujah. Yeah. Don't try to bewitch God's people. And that's what's going on. We need to go on to perfection. And we that love the Lord will go on to perfection. The gates of hell shall not prevail against the church of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Again, I want to point out how some can be provoked to get out of order. See how easy that is? All y'all know that, don't you? You know, you can provoke them to get out of order and resist the truth, but you can't provoke them to praise God, to worship God. See what I mean? I'm going to point it out. Even now they said, well, it's all right, but you all that love the truth know that that's not all right. That's wicked. I should be able to provoke you to love and good works. But some, I can't seem to do that. I provoke you to getting out of order, resisting the truth. And that's not what I want to do. I would provoke you unto love and unto good works. But some, I can't do that. Huh? Some I can't do that with.
Oh, God. You're merciful.
I'm almost done. Praise the Lord. You see, I didn't write a sermon out. Praise the Lord. You all understand this preaching business? You hear all the time, these brothers that are still preaching, that either dead or gone on, talk about how hard it is to preach. That's because God will have to help you. Y'all don't know that? Anybody in here ever preached? Huh? Y'all know that God have to, I mean, if you do it in righteousness, if you do it with some power, if you do it with some conviction, then God will have to help you. God will have to back you up, brother. That God backs me up, you ought to give God the glory. It's not because of me, it's because of Him. It's foolish for us to sit in here and say, God don't back Pastor Rice up. Yes, He does. Every time. That's why I don't have any problem praising Him. If it had not been the Lord who was on our side. I mean on our side, if it had not been the Lord. The enemy would have swallowed us up quick. Huh? This truth that's being proclaimed would be muffled if it had not been the Lord who was on our side. But now this truth is going forth to set us free. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. I'm not afraid to get my clothes dirty. Huh? Praise the Lord. No, I'm not. Not afraid to love you either. You watch me. I love you, brother. Yeah, because Christ is in me. Hallelujah.
Glory.
Yes, Jesus loves me. So it's the Sabbath day.
Hallelujah.
We're in the Feast of Tabernacles.
Hallelujah.
And the Lord is with us.
Yes.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Yes.
The Lord is blessing us.
Hallelujah.
Right now.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He's in the midst of his people, inhabiting the praises. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. He's breaking the bands. He's setting the captives free. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Hallelujah. It's the Lord's doing. And it's marvelous in our eyes. Hallelujah. 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 Yeah, the Lord does back me up. I told you before, I said, I have nothing else. Don't have any money. Not a member of the board. None of that stuff. But God back. I said, if anything happened, God will have to back me up. Is he backing me up? Don't say no God then. Huh? Say yes, Lord. Hallelujah. We don't want to undertake any endeavor that God's not going to back us up on. He's not going to back us up on our iniquity and self-seeking. God never will back anybody on that stuff.
Glory. Hallelujah.
You endeavor to work some righteousness, God's right there with you.
Hallelujah.
Huh? Otherwise, you can't do it. Hallelujah. Brother Sarah said to Craig Mack, man, you don't live that far away. You ought to be here every time we pray.
Right.
Huh? There are some folk that aren't here. There's some that are right here, and there are some that live not far away. Y'all know that, don't you?
Glory.
They found something that moves them away. They don't have time for God. And I say again, that's a curse. If it's a wife, if it's a career, it moves you away from you. You don't got time to gather with God's people. Don't got time to come and pray. It's a curse. That's what it is. It's a curse. See how I don't mind getting my clothes dirty? Some won't talk like that to their family because, well, my family won't let. The hell with that. If it moves you away from God, it's a curse. And if you are here and you don't want to take advantage of the freedom and the opportunity, that's a curse. Some don't mind. They love to be cursed. Yeah, Lord have mercy. Some folk have not a love for mercy.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Huh? You love mercy, Brother Crumb?
Mercy, yes.
You going to get excited today?
Yes.
Huh?
Hallelujah.
Let me tell you what you told me.
Hallelujah.
You said, I don't care how hard you get there, I can handle it. Remember?
Yes, sir.
Oh, I'm going to remind you.
Hallelujah.
We haven't turned your money in yet. You know that, don't
you? Thank you,
God. Right. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Hallelujah.
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 Oh, thank you for your mercy, Lord. Yes.
But I'll believe with you, brother. I know what, because what we do here is not hard. This is a very easy yoke. But when things get hard, you know what's happening. We're transgressing. And all we have to do is return. How do you know? By experience, I live here. I know what I'm talking about. I'm in the flesh. I know about temptation. I know about corruption. I know about all that stuff. That's why God has me preaching. That's why he chose men. Y'all don't know that?
Glory.
Hallelujah. Glory, glory. I don't mind telling folk that live nearby here, are associated with the ministry in any way, and won't show up, I mean consistently, not just for service but for prayer. That's not what Brother Stir said. Oh, he allowed it because, you know, you got in your snares. You know that, don't you? You got your wives, you got your children, you got your careers, yet now you're snared. See what I mean? That's just the truth. If it moves me away from God, I do not want it.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Everybody understand?
Yes.
And this is how it has to be with every child of God.
Yes.
He's going to try it like that.
Yes.
You might as well get ready.
That's right.
Oh, God, he's going to try it like that.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Rightfully so, huh?
Right.
I mean, he is God. Wouldn't be right for us to have children before him, would it? Or careers before him, huh? Or other things we got to do so we can't serve with the people of God, huh? But, I mean, he is God.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, he proclaims he's God. I bear witness that he's God. I bear witness that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh. Hallelujah. I'm not sad about it. Don't mind rejoicing about it. Don't mind preaching about it. Don't mind singing about it. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Glory, glory. Hallelujah. See, after talking a while with this brother, I knew right away, I said, this guy don't listen to Brother Stare. You know, like I come to the conclusion after I talk to some of y'all. Y'all know that, don't you? Am I speaking right? After I talk to some of y'all, I said, well, no. They really don't believe Brother Stare. They hadn't really heard what the Spirit said.
Jesus. Oh, God.
And Brother Stare said, hear what the Spirit says. The Bible says, hear what the Spirit says. That's what ears to hear are. Because any fool can hear the other stuff. But we that have ears to hear can hear what the Spirit say. If we humble ourselves. Not in pride, not being froward, defiant. No, 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 we won't hear anything like that.
Yes, Lord.
We get anything from God, we will humble ourselves. It's the right thing to do.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Merciful God.
Those that know their wretchedness and God's ability to save them will automatically do it. Y'all know that?
Glory.
And we need both. Some may believe that God's able, but we don't know, won't believe that we're wretched.
Right.
Or we might believe that we're wretched. God, either way, it won't work. We are wretched, understand? And God is able to save us. Not only able, he is willing. He only need a people that will agree with him. We aren't going to be saved saying I'm not like Pastor Rice. That will not get it. That won't get it. That's how some are saved, you know. I trust in my own righteousness. And I'm not like other men are. We are liars. If we don't understand we are like other men are, we don't know anything about being saved. Can you imagine Brother James standing up to address the people and say, you adulterers and you adulteresses, don't you know that the friendship of the world is enmity with God? This is how you read it in your own book. Huh? You adulterers. You adulteresses. Don't you know that the friendship of the world is enmity with God? Y'all don't know that? And whoever that will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God. Y'all don't know that? I heard the prophet expound upon that one. Our love for the world, that's adultery. Yeah, it is. Our love for our children more than love for God, that's adultery. Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I'll be done in a little bit. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Well, I don't care what you say, Pastor. I don't care how you preach it. I'm not going to rejoice. I'm not going to clap my hand. Well, so be it.
All right, I will.
Hallelujah. So be it. Hallelujah. So be it. Hallelujah. We're just addressing the spirits that come back at us. Y'all understand that? Oftentimes, Brother says, I'm trying to do something, but, you know, that he get opposition. Spirits come and slap him upside the head. Throw a rock at him. Stand in defiance. So he resists. He fight a fight. So do I. I might not be able to discern where the mole is, but I know where the Antichrist is. I do know. That spirit within me say, yeah, that's Antichrist. Even now we know there are many of them. That's how we know it's the last time. Anyone that has a problem with what I'm doing now in the spirit that I'm doing, that's Antichrist. That's just simple. That's just plain and simple. Well, I'll say it like this. Call upon your God then. What about you? I do call upon my God. I am calling upon my God. Y'all don't see that? And if you have a problem with me, then call upon your God. So far, he's not helping you, is he? And somebody's going to say, you said we serve different gods. Well, I tell you, I serve Jesus Christ. Now, you speak for yourself. All right? I'm telling you who I serve, you. Hallelujah. You know, the author and the finisher of my faith. The one who hath begotten me again into a lively hope. Hallelujah. The resurrection and the life. The bread of life. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. The bread come down from heaven. Of course, he lost a few when he said, except ye eat my flesh and drink my blood. Huh? Some said, this is a hard saying. Who can hear it? And many of his disciples went away. They no longer followed the Lord Jesus. Many of them. And during the course of this ministry, many have gone away. Many. Why? Because there are few that be saved. And Brother Rick's preaching, he preached about a remnant staying here. Well, we've got, but we, you know, we may not be done with the going away yet. But one thing's sure, there's going to be some that stay.
Hallelujah.
How about that? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, if nothing else, may I appeal to those that are going to stay. Hallelujah. You know the ones that's going to endure. I know I've rained on some of you all's parade. Y'all said, well, you know, when Brother Stair was here, I was this and I was that. Well, whoever you were, you still are. I've lost nothing. Sinner saved by grace when Brother Stair lived. I'm still a sinner saved by grace. And I am a sinner saved by grace. Huh? That's how I want to die. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So I want to go ahead and make this announcement. We are in the Feast of Tabernacles. Tomorrow we'll at 6 p.m. we'll have a message probably from the dining hall.
Hallelujah.
Monday morning we'll gather here in the tabernacle at 10 p.m. for the last great day.
Hallelujah.
Is that all right? 10 a.m. What did I say? P.m. Oh, help me, Jesus. Need some help in here. Yeah. So we will not gather tomorrow. Except God change it. But we will have a message at the 6 o'clock hour.
Hallelujah.
Monday morning, Monday, 10 a.m., we'll be here in the tabernacle. And I expect God to meet us here, like he always does. I have never come here and God not meet me here. Hallelujah.
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 Glory, glory. I sought the Lord and he heard me. Delivered me from all my fears. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. So this should be sufficient, Brother Kurt, that we could take that other announcement off. Because we're near the end. I'll say it again. Tomorrow at 6 p.m. we'll have a message. A recorded message that we'll put on. Monday at 10 a.m. we'll gather here for the last great day. Because there's going to be a gathering and a last great day. That will be at the end of time. Hallelujah. After the millennial reign. You all are bored with me, are you? I told you I'm almost done. Huh? We should be able to rejoice in these things. Hallelujah. You know, so shall we ever be with the Lord. May I comfort you with these words? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. No more toothaches and headaches and rheumatism and backaches. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We'll get a new tabernacle. That sounds pretty good, sister. Yeah, come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Praise the Lord. She's got on the garment of praise. Glory. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Well, you know, whether you know it or not, just like you, I'm a man like passion. And that's one thing Peter said. After, by the power of God, he made the lame man to walk.
Hallelujah.
And they were, you know, amazed and in wonder. He said, don't look on us like we're anything. He said, this is by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Hmm?
So I don't want you to look on me as I'm anything.
Hallelujah.
Huh? Same spirit in me and is in you.
Hallelujah.
It's the same spirit that raised up Christ from the dead. Yeah, he not only dwells in me, he dwells in you.
Hallelujah.
There's no need to be sad about that. That's something we can rejoice. It's the same spirit. Huh? Otherwise, you're not going to get up on the resurrection day. Huh? That same spirit that raised Jesus Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal body by his spirit that dwells in you. Hallelujah. Yeah, on that great getting up morning, fare thee well, fare thee well. On that great getting up morning, fare thee well, fare thee well. Are you? Well, the Bible says that all that are in the grave will hear his voice. Not at the same time, though. Let me remind you of two resurrections. There's a blessed resurrection. That's the first one. Blessed and holy is he that have part in that first one. Huh? Because on him the second death has no power. Is that all right? Praise the Lord Jesus. There will be a resurrection. It is the coming of Jesus Christ. Brother Sir always preached it like that. It's always been written like that in the book. Paul said, if there be no resurrection, then our faith is vain. Our preaching is vain. All that we do is vain. And we're still sinners in our sin. Huh? Well, I'm saved by grace through faith. Huh? I have witness of the resurrection. Not because I went online, but because the witness is within me. Yeah, Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Yeah, it's the Spirit of God that makes me talk like this. Y'all don't know that? That same spirit that's in you, though. Huh? Not only can you bear witness, you can take up your sword too. Come on, Brother Cromwell, it's the sword of the Spirit. is part of the armor.
Hallelujah.
Part of the armor of God.
Hallelujah.
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 I tell you, when you go to the AA or whatever, Narcotics Anonymous, you got to say something to get out of there. Anybody know what you have to say? Huh? Or you have to say, well, I'm Maurice Spencer, and I'm a drug addict. You'll never get through except you say that. I promise you. You try. Or you have to say, yep, I'm Dennis Larvin, and I'm an alcoholic. Then they'll say, okay, brother, you pass. We won't say we're nasty sinners. Saved by grace. Hallelujah. We'll never pass the course except we do. Shouldn't be hard for us, huh?
Hallelujah.
I mean continually. Give God the praise. Praise the Lord. Give God the praise.
Hallelujah.
You know, while some maintain that we shouldn't do anything to edify now, it's evident that we do.
Yes.
Nobody have to tell me. I still need to be edified.
Right.
Imagine the folks saying we don't need to do anything to edify one another anymore. Huh? Can you imagine that? Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
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 That we shouldn't worship anymore.
Hallelujah.
We shouldn't gather anymore. Imagine that.
Glory.
We shouldn't be reproved anymore.
My Lord God.
Shouldn't be instructed anymore.
Oh God.
Huh? Imagine that.
Oh God.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Hallelujah. Well, it's evident that that's not so. We had a few witnesses call in. I'm another witness. There are some witnesses here. Would you be a witness?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. There are some people that appreciate someone that would yield themselves to God for this service. You know this is how it takes place. I'm not strong-arming God. I'm not blackmailing God or coercing him. I'm yielding so that God can do this. Everybody understand that? Somebody always said, I appreciate somebody yielding. It is a sacrifice. No? It's for the edification of the body.
Glory.
Y'all don't know that?
Glory.
That's you.
Hallelujah.
Not for your destruction.
No.
It's for your edification.
Glory.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
All right, let me see here. So come on, you stewards. Give account. For thou mayest be no longer steward. Hallelujah.
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 Praise the Lord.
Glory.
Give God the praise. Praise the Lord. Give God the praise. I've got one here that might encourage you. I've tried a few. Let me try one more.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
On the main line, tell him what you want.
Hallelujah.
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 Of course, we heard Brother Steer call some names. Sometimes we get upset when we call names. We shouldn't, though.
Hallelujah.
Should we? I won't call any names, but... glory, glory. You know, if we dish out some praise, you want me to call your name, don't you? See how we are? If I would say, I'm going to call some names now. If I would say, you know, Mel and Yoko, they put a new dimension to our dinner menu. See? Then you would want me to call your name, but I'm not going to do it. Okay?
Hallelujah!
I'm not going to do it. I'm going to make a point today. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah!
Is that all right? I never had a bad meal here. Praise the Lord. And every meal that we have had comes with a sacrifice. Somebody has to present their body. I know that. I do know that. I appreciate it. Hats off. Praise the Lord. Glory, glory. I do appreciate it. I know that things don't happen around here without a sacrifice. I know that. I do know it. So I thank you. I bless you. In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We'll get this one done. Because it's just amazing when you read it. And the men said unto Lot, hast thou here any besides? Son-in-law and thy sons and thy daughter. And whatsoever thou hast in the city, bring them out of this place. For we will destroy this place. Because the cry of them is waxing great before the face of the Lord. And the Lord has sent us to destroy it. And Lot went out and spake unto his sons-in-laws, which married his daughter, and said, up, get you out of this place, for the Lord will destroy this city. But he seemed as one that mocked unto his sons-in-law. And when the morning arose, then the angels hastened. Come on, hurry up, y'all. He hastened Lot, saying, arise, take thy wife, thy two daughters, which are here, lest thou be consumed in the iniquity of this city.
Hallelujah.
Here's the one that really got my attention. And while he lingered. And while he lingered. They needed some extra help. While he lingered, the men laid hands on him. And upon the hand of his wife and upon the hands of his two daughters, the Lord being merciful unto him, and brought them forth and set him without the city. Let's receive some instruction. We've been told about destruction. Let's not linger. But if God's going to save us, he'll have to lay hands on us. No, he will save his people.
Amen. He will.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Oh, yes, he will.
That's us.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm one of them.
Yes.
Huh? You all love me.
Hallelujah.
I love you.
Hallelujah.
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 All right, let us stand. Let us stand. We thank you, Lord.
Glory.
Need Brother Spencer to pray for us.
Praise
you
Jesus.
Know how to pray.
Praise Jesus. Praise Jesus.
Praise
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Father, we do thank you, Lord God. And we do praise you, Lord God.
Hallelujah.
For every tribulation, every temptation, Lord God. We even thank you for the devil, Lord God.
Thank you, Lord.
I want to say, even now, Lord God, we're in a fierce fight here, Lord God. But it's an easy yoke and it's a light burden. All we have to do is agree with God. And I speak to the saints that are not here. And to the ones that are here, we need to understand the righteousness of God and the operation of his hand right now.
Amen.
He's endeavoring to save
Hallelujah.
His people. Oh, yes, and he's taking the covers off of everything that's not right. And as we look and consider it well, we need to receive instructions.
Hallelujah.
Because Pastor Wright said, you know, to some degree, if we see something,
Hallelujah.
If something is brought to our attention, to some degree, we are like that.
Amen.
Oh, so we need to consider this well and receive instructions on what we're doing as God's people and personalize it. And I do thank you. I say this, and it's really in my heart. I'm so glad that I'm here. So glad that I'm seeing what I'm seeing and experiencing what I'm experiencing. Because I say that God is endeavoring to save me. I see that God is endeavoring to save his people. And you shall call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins.
Hallelujah.
Oh, yes, Lord God. I realize this is a hard generation.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord God. I realize that I don't have to look at nobody else.
Amen.
I don't have to look at nobody else. But I understand this, too, that today we've had mercy cry out.
Oh,
we've had mercy cry out. Oh, Lord God, in the space of repentance has been given. Oh, yes, and I speak to the body of Christ right now. And I say take full advantage of it, Lord God. Take full advantage of this place and space that we have been given. We do appreciate Pastor Rice. We know God is helping him, Lord God. We know. I've been with this brother for a few years now. We'll say 21 years. And God is helping him. And if you don't see that, you just don't see. You just don't see. And I say, Lord, help us, Lord God. You've given us eyes to see. And I'll fight. Moses said, who's on the Lord's side? We ought to understand. Lord, the Lord has a side. He has a people. And he wants us with him. Oh, there's been a great thing that he has done.
Hallelujah.
To gather us here.
Thank you, Jesus.
And we see.
Thank you, Jesus.
We see that there's a spirit here.
Thank you, Jesus.
There's a force here that comes against
Thank
that.
You, Jesus.
It's a demonic spirit.
Thank you, Jesus.
It's of the devil.
Yes.
It's of the devil.
Yes.
Oh, Lord, if we don't see that, well, we stuck. And they've been people stuck here all along, Lord God, before Grace Community, before Pastor Rice came here,
Thank
just stuck.
God.
God's people have just been stuck in a rut.
Jesus.
And we're being offered now for the record to get us out of the rut. And we do thank you, Father. We do thank you, Lord God. Oh, yes, I do thank you, Father God. Help us, Lord God, to all speak the same thing. Let there be no division among us, Lord God, but that we be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment. As Brother Sterry has said, as Pastor Rice has said, help us to hear what the Spirit is saying unto the church.
Thank you, Jesus.
The way of a transgressor is hard. This is an easy yoke, a light burden.
Yes, Lord.
Jesus is calling us, even now, to the easy yoke and the light burden in a time of rejoicing. Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Oh, bless you, Lord. Bless you, Lord. Bless you, Lord. That was easy, yoke and a light burden. We should have no problems doing that. After all the Lord has done for us. After all the Lord has done for us. Everybody here was in a horrible pit. Oh, yeah. Yeah, everybody here was in a horrible pit. And the Lord has brought us out. We should continually give him the glory and the praise and the thanksgiving. Oh, yes, especially at this particular time. Oh, yes, Lord God. We do bless you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Oh, yes, he has delivered us from so great a death. Even now, he is delivering us, and we trust. We got something else to trust in. And we trust that he will yet deliver us. Finish the work, Lord. Finish the work. Cut it short in righteousness. In righteousness. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Brother Spencer. Bless you, saints of the Most High God. Every time you come to the house of God, come expecting.
Hallelujah.
I'm expecting. Lord won't fail you.
Hallelujah.
Maranatha, the Lord is coming.
Yeah, keep on trying to seduce the people.
Help, Lord, for the godly man ceaseth, for the faithful fail from among the children of men. They speak vanity, every one with his neighbor, with flattering lips and with a double heart do they speak. The Lord shall cut off all flattering lips and the tongue that speaketh proud things, who have said, with our tongue will we prevail, our lips are our own. Who is Lord over us? For the oppression of the poor For the sighing of the needy, now will I arise, saith the Lord. I will set him in safety from him that puffeth at him. The words of the Lord are pure words, as silver tried in a furnace of earth, purified seven times. Thou shalt keep them, O Lord. Thou shalt preserve them from this generation forever. The wicked walk on every side when the vilest men are exalted.